This is Live Wrestling Action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. We're here at Wells Fargo Arena, 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. High above the mats, high fidelity. Travis Zappel, Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers here, high above the mats. And we are now moving to the medal rounds to find out who's going to finish where. And Travis, this is a big moment for these young men to see. We worked from 16 and we're down to our final eight. We're going to find out who's going to place 1 through 6
Getting ready to come out here on the mat number one. We're going to have Atomo's Alec Clark. And he's going to be taking on, I believe, that is Harlan Steffensmeyer. And this is going to be in a seventh place match. So, folks down there in Atomo listening in, you got your own Alec Clark here on the mat.
This is 3A, and this is the medal rounds. They're going to go to 2A and do all the medal rounds. So
we're going to know.
All three 106 matches, all three 113 matches, and then let's just keep rolling through. But they'll have the seventh place matchup, fifth place matchup, and, of course, the third place match that'll take place. And 2A will follow immediately, followed up by 1A.
Yeah, we're going to know who's going to be third through eighth place here after this finals round. Alec Clark getting ready to take the mat here. He gets his leg band strapped on.
Alec Clark out there on the mat now.
Yeah, Alec Clark. Where in the world? Got lost here.
Yep, Clark gonna get taken down here. He's a minute 30 to go here in the first period, but no points awarded here to Steffensmeyer. And Clark in on a single leg now, trying to turn it into his own two-point takedown. Still no points awarded here. A minute and 20 to go.
Steffensmeyer from Fort Madison. He's out there. Going to get the only points for Fort Madison in this 2015 championship. Just down the old highway. No score here. Atomo's Alec Clark, 106-pounder on his feet. Great junior campaign for Alec Clark. He's out there competing for the seventh place points for the Atomo Bulldogs.
Well, how about the Bulldogs and Oskaloosa both bringing in a large contingency of wrestlers? Atomo had really struggled to bring up the numbers, and this year did a really good job of bringing the numbers, and going to have some medalists here.
Same Alec Clark in on a single leg, but it goes off the edge of the mat. We'll reset it with 51 seconds to go. Atomo's Alec Clark. Great matchup here against Steffensmeyer from Fort Madison. Match being brought to you by Dean and Natalie Lathrop at Lathrop Construction. Michael taking care of the machinery, and Ray, they'll take care of what you need pushed, moved.
I'll tell you what, they
Oh, Kelly moved there by Alec Clark, and he gets the two-point takedown, hangs on to the arm on the inside, trying to work that into a butcher, and he's got the two-point takedown, working for a tilt, and can't quite keep that arm. It'll just be a two-point takedown on a slick little Kelly by Alec Clark at 106 pounds for the Atomo Bulldogs. He opens the jar of the scoring here in this seventh-place medal match for the Atomo Bulldogs.
I was just going to say how intelligent Lathrop Construction is. Those guys, man, it's when you're standing around them, listening to them do their work, they know what they're doing.
If you're trading property, they're good at doing the septic system stuff. That's part of the new state law that if you trade a property that's got a house on it, you either need to doze the house in or put a new septic tank in.
People State Bank bringing this broadcast to you along with our friends at Benton Place Apartments. Boy, they got the Benton Place. You can drive by there. I run by there every day. They've got that place looking really, really nice. My dad lived there, and great place to spend quality time with quality people.
Looks like Travis has got a surprise for the Lathrop boys next time that he sees them.
Oh, wow.
But don't ruin the surprise.
No, that's pretty neat.
All right, it's 2-0 lead as we go to the second period here for Alec Clark. He had a takedown in the final 30 seconds of the first period. He leads Steffensmeyer from Fort Madison. It's Harlan Steffensmeyer, just a freshman, 34 wins on the season. He will be covering Alec Clark to start this second period. Nope, they're going to start in the neutral position. 2-0 the score. Alec Clark on his feet against Harlan Steffensmeyer from Fort Madison. There's a spin move there. Try to spin by Clark. Clark tries that Kelly move again. Nice job there by Steffensmeyer. Hips down, gets away from it. Steffensmeyer reaches across, tries to grab the ankle on an ankle pick. Now Kelly move there by Steffensmeyer himself, and it is going to be a two-point takedown for Steffensmeyer if he can get behind, and he does. There's two, and that was a pair of Kellys. They traded Kellys. Kelly for Steffensmeyer ties this thing up 2-2 at 106 pounds with 53 seconds remaining in the second period.
Well, the Kelly and the fireman's carry are my two favorite moves to watch on the mat.
They look good. I like the cow catcher, though. That's
pretty cool.
The cow catcher, you land on your back, and the Kelly and the fireman's carry, it's kind of a, it's the difference between an orchestra and fireworks.
Yeah.
You know, they're both fun to watch.
When you can get a orchestra with fireworks behind you, that's magic.
That is magic. All right, Alec Clark. He's tied up now, and a tilt being tried in here by Steffensmeyer. Steffensmeyer has the tilt working right now and can't get the shoulders past parallel. They're going to call a stalemate and bring it back to the center of the mat with 15 seconds to go. 106-pounder. This is the seventh place match. Alec Clark is tied up 2-2, and it looks like we got blood timeout on Steffensmeyer.
Well, I got a text coming in, and, of course, we have the most faithful, intelligent listening audience in the world. And the question is, what happened to Boonder from Sigourney last round? Well, here's your answer. He will wrestle a little bit later on here. And so Nate Boonder will be wrestling in his medal round here when we get to 2A. Right now we're at 3A. We'll wrestle all the 3A medal placements. So these matches we're bringing you are for their positioning on the podium and the medal they'll take home from the state wrestling tournament. 2A will follow 3A, which is going on right now, followed up by 1A. So when we get done here at 2 o'clock, we will have all the medals excluding the top two. We want to hear from you on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. And don't forget, you want to get this number locked in as we go through the day and get into our finals. We're going to have some giveaways and some opportunities to raise some money for our local programs. That text number, 641-799-1437. Let's get back to action. Alec Clark on the mat here for Ottumwa.
He's got the blood wiped off of him, and they've got the bloody nose stopped for Steffensmeyer. And the final 14 seconds, we're going to compete him here at a 2-2 tie in the second period. And Clark trying to get out, can't quite get it done as the time expires.
Well, it's getting close to noon, and my belly starts to say it's time to get something to eat. And why wouldn't you stop by Albia Hardee's for a menu worthy of your hunger? Your next meal should be at Hardee's for coupons and for a little healthier menu. See the other side of Hardee's. Go to Hardee's.com.
The Jones boys are Hardee's in Albia. Alec Clark will start the third and final period of this 106-pound seventh-place match, covering his Fort Madison opponent, Steffensmeyer. Steffensmeyer with the sit-out, gets a stand-up, gets separation, and it's a 3-2 lead for Steffensmeyer. Steffensmeyer on his feet. Shot in there by Clark from Ottumwa. Now a collar tie. Pummeling near the edge of the mat, it's Clark with his hips to the center, and Steffensmeyer with his hips to the outside circle. They're near the edge of the circle. Now they work their way back to the center. Shot in there by Steffensmeyer. Timid shot. Change in elevation there by Clark. Tries to get in on the leg. Can't get that done. Now they're tied up again. Collar tie there at the edge of the mat. And it'll be off the mat with 101 to go. Reset on their feet. Clark trailing by one here against Steffensmeyer.
Take down to win. Let's go, Alec Clark of Ottumwa. Bulldogs looking for a seventh-place finish here.
These are the Class 3A medal matches, folks. These will be the last Class 3A matches that we bring you until tonight's finals. There's a shot in there by Clark, but he's off the mat with 43 seconds to go. Clark bringing the action against Steffensmeyer here. Steffensmeyer only has one stall call to give, and there's plenty of time left in this 106-pound match. It is Steffensmeyer on the prowl, though. He's cagey. He's got the collar tie in on Alec Clark on the left side. Tries a shuck by. Clark fights it off with a head push. And now Clark in on a single leg. Steffensmeyer reaches behind, grabs the ankle from over the top. And with 24 seconds to go, time is a valuable commodity.
Well, he's going to come out the backside. Nice decision there by Clark. Can he elevate and turn
Steffensmeyer
here?
Still has a hold of the ankle. And with 14 seconds to go, Steffensmeyer still got that ankle. Steffensmeyer still has got that ankle, and Clark needs to just do a real hard crossface right here, do something to get out of that thing, because it is going to be out of time, and that's what happens. 3-2. Alec Clark has eighth place points for the Ottumwa Bulldogs.
Well, great grab of the ankle there by Steffensmeyer, but a great tournament. Alec Clark, eighth place finish here for Ottumwa. A tremendous junior campaign for him, and he's got one more year at Southern Iowa Technology Text Line. You guys are great. Go Rockets. Get some, boys, from Nolan Stetter, who checks in on the Southern Iowa Technology Text Line. Thanks, you guys, for doing a great job. Well, we appreciate you, all of you. And good luck to all the wrestlers today. We are listening to the great coverage at Mike's Towing and Autobody. Go Rock the Rock. He's one of my favorites.
All right, 3A medal matches. We're whining through. We're at 132 pounds.
Alec Clark of Ottumwa just finished his run here at Wells Fargo. Eighth place finish in a tight 3-2 loss. Great season here for Alec. And again, we're going to roll through 3A. We'll bring you our 3A contest from our Southern Iowa wrestlers, and then get right into 2A and get our placement matches for you in 2A, followed up by 1A. It's going to be a lot of 1A. Southeast Warren trying to fight for a Class 1A top three finish, and they'll take home the top three teams from each class take home some hardware.
That is for sure. That is for sure.
Go Brock the Rock. Super proud of you. Thanks for your awesome coverage from Aunt Melissa listening in Knoxville. That's got to be one very proud aunt. Aunt Melissa, and we are all cheering on Brock the Rock Cowboys.
I wonder if Uncle CJ is going to be here tonight. This afternoon to watch. C.J. Hamilton graduated Albia High School in 1982, and that would be Brock's uncle.
Well, an Albia connection. We're all connected in Southern Iowa.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, we're not quite as connected as they are when you cross the border into Missouri. The family. No, that's
the uncle dads.
Oh, yeah.
Uncle dads. If you got more than one uncle dad in your family tree, then you must be from Arkansas.
Can you imagine how they make fun of us up in Minnesota? You know, you just get to near a border and things start to change. So, anyway,
we are in the medal matches here in Class 3A, and we've got
a lot of Missouri listeners. So we were just kidding, very joking.
I said Arkansas. You said Missouri.
No, I said if you lived in Missouri and you're closer to the border, yeah, you'd be talking about it.
All right. Hey, we got a little break in the action here, folks. We're at the middleweights, and we'll be right back with a couple of exciting Southern Iowa matches for you. We'll send it back to the studio for just a couple of brief commercial announcements. Don't go anywhere. We're going to have all the wrestling action for you when we come back. 3A now, then 2A and 1A.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albia and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance. We shop, you save.
Are you ready to make the switch? At Community First Credit Union, we have a checking account with all the right features for you. Whether you're interested in a CFirst free checking account or our premium checking account, members choose us for our truly competitive products and services. And when you open a CFirst checking account, you'll get a free gift and up to $10 cash for your old checks and debit cards. Apply online today at c1stcu.com and make the switch to CFirst. Rules and regulations apply, federally insured by the NCUA.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in and register. Or to learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchalbia.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
Hi, this is Mary Little with Avenue of the Saints Amphitheater in St. Charles, Iowa. We're proud to sponsor the Abia Blue Demon Wrestling Team, and we're proud that they made it to state this year. We're bringing you two great shows. April 11th, Trailer Choir featuring Vincent Hickerson of Season 12, The Biggest Loser. Come on out and check out his amazing transformation. We're also bringing you Danny Grouse, Iowa's favorite band. Go to redtrucktickets.com to get your tickets now for $10 in advance. June 13th, we're bringing you our third annual Flashback to the 80s Fest featuring the following tribute bands: Night Train, AC/DC, Motley Crue, Kiss, and U2. You can call 515-333-4628 or 515-783-6772 and get those early 80s pricing tickets at $15 apiece. Go Big Blue!
Your Albia Hy-Vee is a full-service grocery store and pharmacy. We have fresh bakery featuring the best cake decorator in the county. Our kitchen can take care of your daily meal needs as well as all your catering needs. Our dairy department has the lowest priced milk in town. Our fresh meat department has the largest variety of hand-cut meats. Let our doctors of pharmacy take care of all your pharmaceutical needs, including immunizations, prescriptions, medication management therapy, and over-the-counter advice. Your Albia Hy-Vee has proudly been serving and generously supporting Albia and the surrounding communities since 1936.
No matter what stage of life you're in, Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, gives you the coverage you deserve through Simply Blue Health Plans. Choose from more than 20 coverage options, from traditional to tax advantage plans. Plus, get peace of mind knowing that you're covered by a name you know and trust. That's the difference of blue. For information, call Eric Powers, an authorized independent agent of Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield. 641-932-3171. Eric Powers at G&P Insurance.
Discover the unlimited ways you can say it in stone. Honoring the memory of a loved one with an enduring monument is a timeless tradition. More than simply stone, a memorial serves to remind all the time shared and moments cherished. Senate Pirschbacher Monument is available to help you choose the perfect monument to honor your loved ones. Senate Pirschbacher, your full-service funeral home, is locally owned and operated. Hometown service and care when you need it the most. Contact Bob at 641-932-5197 and let him serve you in the time of need.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. High on the mats, high fidelity. 3A medal rounds here in the consolation side. Of course, the only two medals that will be left are the ones that will come on the finals tonight. When these eight mats become three, we'll be here to bring you all three mats, all three classes, all night long on your Sports Leader KIIC. We're in the medal rounds here. We're moving all the way up to 132 pounds. Just joining us, Alec Clark of Ottumwa. Received the first medal for Southern Iowa, getting an eighth place finish at 106. And congratulations to him and the Bulldog program. Speaking of programs, guys, I'm feeling in the giving mood.
Hey.
Let's give away a autographed program by the entire crew here. That's one way to make sure the text line does not go. It's to say we're going to put our autographs on it, but we've had a lot of people listening. We want to give you away a free commemorative 2015 program of the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. We'll take the 10th text, 641-799-1437. Again, the 10th text, and we'll give away a 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling commemorative program. To the 10th text, 641-799-1437 on the Southern Iowa Technology text line.
A couple of matches of interest. It was Sands from Fort Madison, Sands over Hawker at 132. Hawker from Fort Madison is on the bottom end of that one. Sands from Waverly Shell Rock gets the fifth place points. And then it was Shaney at 138 for fifth place points over Sanford from, looks like that'd be Cresco. So Shaney wins for Fort Madison. That's Southard from Lewis Central. Those were the fifth place points. We've got texts coming in here for our contest.
I love
autographed. And
I do love our list. Now you got to make sure
Cochran though, he'll just put an X down. That's all he can accomplish
today.
I don't
know if we can get any more out of him than an X. But we need to have your name in there, and then we'll get back with you and make arrangements here. The 10th text and on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. I told you, make sure you have that number in. We're going to give away some great things here today as we go through the tournament and tonight some opportunities to give away. Some money to the different programs via our listeners. We're going to raise some money for all the programs, each of the programs, a little bit later on tonight, and something we'll try for the first time.
I got a little news flash for you. If you're the second text that we get in right now, you're going to be the winner. And
There it is. I'm on here. Attaboy. Brandon Gavitt is the winner. Of the program,
I
Brandon.
I think he's a Southeast Warren listener.
Yes, glad to have you along, Brandon, and you will get yourself the 2015 commemorative program autographed by your broadcast crew, including Scotty Fry. And I'll tell you what, we had to hook a catheter up to him and an IV because he was stuck at the studio for 20-plus hours. So
a long run there, yeah. Long run there.
Brandon Gavin, glad to have you along. All right, we're going to keep on moving here as we bring along the 3A. 2A coming up here in just a moment. 1A going to come up following 2A. 3A medal rounds right now on the mat in Class 3A at 138 pounds. 38 pounds in the third place match. It is Colton Klingenpiel of Council Bluff, a junior, tied up with Keegan Shaw. Southeast Polk, 2-2 score there. Also in the 3A 158 contest for fifth place, Chase Sini is out in front 5-3 over Max Sutherland of Lewis Central.
Yeah, Sini, a 25-6 senior, taking on a 50-10 sophomore in Max Sutherland of Lewis Central down here on mat number 7 here across the way from us. Time's going to expire. Excuse me. Joking on that
one. Too
water
much
ball.
Popcorn, buddy.
Yeah, time's going to expire here, and Chase Sini from Fort Madison is going to get the fifth place finish. He's going to win 5-3.
145-pound Alex Ward of Dubuque Hempstead is trailing Jason Wallace of Council Bluffs 4-1 in that contest. Second period just underway. Also at 145, third place contest, Matt Wimput of Linmar tied up with Christian Foot of Pleasant Valley. And the other 145 contest. For fifth place, Jack Koth of Valley is tied up with Max Spots of Mason City here in 3A as we move along, putting medals on these young men who have earned their way through this tournament. Also got another text coming in here on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Brock the Rock, we are super proud of you, listening with great pride. Aunt Danielle from New Sharon, Iowa. New Sharon, Iowa, one of my favorite places. I love small towns. New Sharon. Brother owns some land up there.
Where is Old Sharon? Is that over in Europe somewhere? You know, New York.
That's a good question.
Old York is in.
You know, we've been trying to come up with trivia questions.
Denmark.
That might be the right answer.
Dutch.
Right question.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where
is Old Sharon?
Where's Old New Sharon?
Yeah.
Old is there Sharon. An Old New Sharon, or is there just a New Sharon?
Nuevo York.
Good question, buddy. Is delusion setting in after 30-plus hours?
We're just having so much fun. And we've got great wrestling coming for you. But we got a lot more 2A and 1A schools in Southern Iowa. So we're a lot more engaged in those matches because it's kids that we've been watching all year long. You know, you got out here on the mat right now. I'll just list you where the kids are from. Eldridge, Fort Dodge, Des Moines, Mason City, Hempstead, Dubuque, Council Bluffs, Waverly, Shellrock, Glenwood, Sioux City, Altoona, Glenwood, Marion, Altoona, Council Bluffs, Bettendorf, and Marion. Couldn't be much farther away and still be in Iowa than most of those places.
Those are edge of the map communities. But anyway. We are glad to have all of our listeners who make up the entire southern part of the state, yep, all over the world, and including Texas, Indiana. We've had them everywhere. And, you know, tonight when we bring the finals, the only place you can get every match of the finals here at the 2015 State Wrestling Tournament is right here.
We'll have a reporter on every mat bringing you the action. And if you want to listen to 3A, 2A, or 1A, you're going to be able to get them all three here. And we're going to be good to go. We got our ice cream fix here on the last break.
Hey, buddy, you introduced me to Häagen-Dazs.
Good product.
Good stuff.
It's a Nestle product. My daughter works there, so I get a discount.
Well, she's working for Nestle.
Yeah,
that's one of the top companies in the entire world.
She puts the Hot Pockets in the packages at the plant down in Mount Sterling, Kentucky.
Well, something tells me she's qualified to do that, but even more qualified, what's she really doing?
She does work at a Hot Pockets plant. They make 9 million Hot Pockets a day where she works.
I'd probably eat half of those.
I'd think 9 million would be enough for the whole year.
At least the half of the year.
Yeah, they got an experimental chicken pot pie Hot Pocket that they're...
Now that sounds really good.
I'm supposed to get some airmail freight of...
Well, you guys went out and ate last night after the break, and I was stuck here doing some work, and I think Joe Millies came in and saw me, and he felt really sorry for me. And, you know, all the work we do up here, what does he buy me for supper?
Hot dog.
Hot dog.
Yeah. I'm surprised that it wasn't some popcorn that he pulled out of the garbage on the way to the hot dog stand.
I'm not so sure now you say that the hot dog wasn't pulled out of the garbage. Good call. I'm glad to see, you know, you really do see into Millage's schemes.
Oh, man. We're going to have a 170-pound matchup coming up here pretty quick that's going to have John Mullaney, and I believe, is he going to be going for fifth or seventh? He'll be going for seventh place points. It'll be John Mullaney. He'll stand proud on the medal stand for the Iowa City West squad. And my wife just texted in to tell what Mary Pat really does.
Yeah, I was going to say, but she would be the best at what you just described. But I know she's a little higher up on the old pole.
She does human resources for Nestle, and that's the plant she's assigned to.
She's a smart girl, no doubt about it.
Yep. We are here in Class 3A. We're progressing on our way to the 170-pound matches. And I believe on mat number 7, it might be Iowa City West. And that will be John Mullaney coming out. And John Mullaney will compete for Iowa City West. He is going to have Isaac Bartell from Mason City. Mullaney will get the green leg bands on. He's there checking in at the scorer's table. He's got his warm up on. See him trotting over there to the scorer's table. Mason City opponents. I guess that wasn't John. Mason City kid's out there. Where is John Mullaney at, Travis?
He's right there at the bench. He's.
I see him now. He's getting his warm up off. Yep.
He's headgear on.
Putting headgear on. His opponent, Bartels from Mason City. I think they call themselves the Mohawks also. Isn't the Mason City Mohawks?
I'm not for sure.
I do believe it's the Mason City Mohawks and the Moravia Mohawks. It's only two Mohawks that I know about.
Tough tournament for Martin.
Yeah, tough tournament for Nick Martin. Concussion in his quarterfinal matchup and unable to compete in the quarterfinal consolation. Or I'm sure that we would be broadcasting his match for the Moravia Mohawks for a medal.
John Mullaney.
Mullaney out there on the mat. He's got Bartels from Mason City. And we're underway at 170 pounds. Seventh place points up for grabs here for Iowa City West, John Mullaney.
Don't forget, folks, 2A's coming up next for the medal round, followed by 1A. We know we have a lot of tremendous listeners waiting around for their wrestlers to come out here. 2A going to take place probably within the next 30 minutes, and 1A to follow. All the medals given out this morning.
Nice Granby from his feet there by Mullaney. Turns it into a trip opportunity, but it's off the mat, out of bounds, right on the edge of the mat, and we'll reset it at the center of the mat with 109 to go.
Mullaney on his feet here. Trying to work an angle, trying to work a shot. Tick, clock ticks under a minute. 0-0 is your score.
Mullaney now in on a single leg. He's on the left leg of Bartels. He's got it. drop down to the ankle now. Bartel spins behind and grabs the ankle behind. Mullaney just reaches back there and grabs that ankle. Mullaney couldn't quite clear his legs on that single leg. So Bartels, with his head down on the mat, has a hold of Mullaney's leg. Mullaney with his hips across the shoulders of Bartels. And the 2 points is awarded to Mullaney. He takes the lead here. 2-0. Cradle now by Mullaney. Ooh, Mullaney looking aggressive here. He's got the cradle on the outside, trying to post it back, swing it back. Really, seventh place points. Mullaney having a great year. Looks like he's in control of this one. Chins him back, and there it is. Back points. And Mullaney's got tight. I think this is going to be a pin for John Mullaney, and it is.
Wow, tremendous. Way to finish.
What a great way to finish his career. Isn't he a senior?
Yes.
Yep, senior. Yeah.
He has been fun to watch over the years, and that is a big pin here for him in Iowa City West. And Mason City, we have the smartest listeners in the world. Smartest wrestling listeners, and you've learned quite a few of them as you have me in the different wrestling moves. But text coming in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, Mason City Mohawks is right.
The Mohawks. We're going to have some Moravian Mohawk wrestling coming for you here. It'll be, who do we have from Moravia still going?
Breyer Cochran.
Breyer got beat, and Nick Martin. But hey, what a great pair of qualifiers that are going to be back next year. Nicholas Martin and Breyer Cochran will return for the Mohawks.
Shout out to their program. I love Coach Whitlow, and they come over and they work with the Albia kids, and you know, they start to build really good friendships as the programs are really tied together, and he's done a tremendous job, and that program is on the rise.
We're going to have Isaiah Cox out here in just a minute, folks. We are up to the 195-pound medal matches, and it'll be Isaiah Cox on mat number 7, the one we just saw John Mullaney get the Southern Iowa win.
Right.
So it'll be Cox from Ottumwa. Taylor Maiman from Prairie Cedar Rapids. Maiman, a junior, 34-9 on the season. Well, Isaiah Cox, a junior with a 48-5 record. So a couple of wrestlers that probably expect to call their names up here this time next year. And Isaiah Cox, a heavily bandaged right knee.
Yeah.
Wow, that is a big bandage. It looks like a cast on his right knee.
Good,
but
news,
he's moving good.
He flexes when he needs to take it off. He is so cut that all he has to do is flex, and that thing will shred apart.
Cox is moving well. Just underway here, 195-pound, 7th place points up for grabs here at Wells Fargo Arena. It's Cox from Ottumwa, Meeman from Prairie. Meeman in the orange singlets, takes a shot, sprawl back by Cox. Cox working in on a single leg now.
The ghost backs is out. Here. The ghost is in the house. I thought he disappeared.
First period action here. We're joined by Kevin Cochran. He's going to call Isaiah's match for you. It's Meeman from Cedar Rapids, and they're off the mat. 32 ticks gone from this first period. 195-pound, 7th place points match. Cox with a hand tie. He's got hand control. Working around. Sparring at the center of the mat. A collar tie by Cox. Cox in on a single leg and off the mat again. That's the third time we've had a stoppage of action for going off the mat.
Cox is comfortable in that Russian tie there when he gets that up there. But he's got to find a way to score. He likes going to that, going right to a leg, but as you've seen, every time he's had it, he's went out of bounds. There's a nice little shuck by.
Dakota Shav, Keokuk is on the mat as well. He's trailing Rocky Lombardi. That's a seventh place finish for 182. He's trailing 2-1.
Hand tie now by Cox. He's got 2-on-1 on the right wrist of Maiman. That control should be good if he can change elevations and get down. And see that heavily bandaged right knee of Isaiah Cox. Has that been an issue in the past, Kevin?
Well, no. Like I said, I think yesterday is the first day I seen it taped. And
a lot more tape today,
though. A lot more tape today, even. So it must be bothering him a little bit. Yeah, it's almost all the way up, all the way from his thigh to his ankle, almost.
It looks like a cast, folks, if you can imagine it. About two-thirds of the way up Isaiah Cox's thigh. Probably an inch or an inch and a quarter with bandage all the way around, so it increases the circumference of the leg by 2 to 3 inches, and it goes all the way down almost to the ankle.
So aggressive, but getting underneath, going for that single leg in there deep at the edge of the mat, though.
He's doing a good job changing elevations. It just can't quite get in deep enough on that leg at the center of the mat to finish inside the circle.
Casey Crawford, Indianola, tied at 2 in the 170-pound, 3A, 5th place finish. Waterloo East, Phillips, tied up with Crawford of Indianola, tied at 2. It is Lombardia Valley out in front, 5-1. of over Dakota Shaw of Keokuk. That's a seventh-place contest at 182.
We're going to reset it at the center of the mat. Scoreless going to the second period. It'll be Cox covering Maimon. Maimon from Cedar Rapids Prairie. Tries the stand-up, and he gets away 5 seconds into this second period. First point of the match, the escape for Maimon. Maimon in on single leg. Nice ankle pick try there. Good sprawl back by Cox. Cox now deep on a double leg and executes it perfectly at the edge of the mat. Maimon trying to crawl off the mat, couldn't get it done, and now he does go off the mat. And with 18 seconds gone in the second period, 3 points have been scored. The escape by Maimon, takedown by our Ottumwa Bulldog,
well, I
Isaiah
tell you
Cox.
What, when Isaiah Cox gets in on your leg, it's pretty hard to stop it. I don't care what you're doing. It's pretty hard to stop Isaiah Cox.
He got in there deep, and a really nice job there because he got in, and when he got the momentum and that was going to take him out of the mat, he just spun and turned just enough to keep from going off the mat, and Maimon was taken down. Now Maimon stands up. Isaiah Cox doesn't even try to hold him in there, and it's 2-2. Two escapes for Maimon. Big takedown here in the second period for Isaiah Cox.
You always like to use the term a lot in wrestling about keeping pressure on, pressure, pressure, pressure. Well, that's one thing Isaiah Cox does well is he can keep the pressure on, whether it's on his feet, whether he's riding, or whether he's down.
Well, he doesn't want to ride. He wants a double leg takedown. He's got it in there. He's
two on one. Oh, man.
Dumped it to his back.
Wow.
Nice job there by Maimon. Spinning around in air.
Nice job by
to
Cox.
His stomach. Nice job by Maimon. Maimon was going straight
to his back.
Yeah, he was going straight to his back. And in the middle of the air, Maimon somehow got turned and got to his stomach. So it's a takedown for Cox. Cox just cuts him again. That makes the score 4-3. Pair of takedowns for Cox and three escapes for Maimon. No, I was giving Maimon credit for not going to his back.
Yeah, that looked
there.
Like it was
going to
be a takedown for back points.
Yeah, there's a single leg in there by Maimon. Good wizard by Cox. And Cox hips around behind. Can't quite get him back to the mat. And they give him a takedown and
his hands
escape.
His hands touch the mat. If your hands are on the mat and you're behind him, they're going to give you the two.
That was a cat quick takedown and escape.
You know, that's one thing that's kind of ironic is if you're looking at it, when they're on their feet, if his hands touch the mat, it's going to be a takedown. If they're not and he's around behind him, they won't give the takedown. But if it's a reversal, they'll always reward that reversal whether your hands are on the mat or not.
Well, that was a cat quick takedown, and his hands were on the mat just to push himself up to get away. That was a great flurry of action. 10 points scored in the second period. Six by Isaiah Cox. He gets three takedowns.
Really, Isaiah Cox has scored 10 because he's letting go every time.
Yeah.
He is a perfect combination of quickness and strength, Isaiah Cox. I mean, that kid is cut and quick, and when he gets his paws on you, you is in trouble. That's what was so impressive about me, but it's because he got it. He actually got out of having his back put to the mat.
Fifth place points for Casey Crawford from Indianola. He trails 5-2 in the closing seconds of his match against Quaylen Phillips from Waterloo East. And it will be Phillips advancing with the fifth place points. Sixth place goes to Casey Crawford from Indianola, Class 3A, 170 pounds.
And that match I was talking about with Dakota Shaw of Keokuk, he's trailing Rocky Lombardi 5-1 in that contest. Minute 19 to go, third period.
Escape here for Isaiah Cox to start this 195-pound seventh place third period. That extends his lead to 7-4. He's on his feet against Maimon from Cedar Rapids. Maimon and Cox. Maimon in on single leg. Cox with the cat crawl out of that one. 125 to go here in this match. 195-pound match. And a stall call against Isaiah Cox. He might have been running a little bit there. And a quick stall call.
But he's got to keep wrestling right here. You know, you get one more takedown to go up 9-5 or 9-4. That should seal the deal. But you start relaxing here. You get taken down. Now it's a 7-6.
Well, he's got a minute and 5 seconds to get something done here. Or keep it the way it's at. And there's a nice shot there by Isaiah Cox. He kept the pressure on there. He heard the official call him for stalling, and he brought the pressure. And with 1:04 to go, Maimon from Cedar Rapids, he's still got life left in him. He shoots in on single leg. Nice job there by Cox catching him in the underhook. It was Maimon with a good shot in there, but he shot in on the left leg of Cox, and Cox was able to catch him in the underhook and stop his momentum. They go off the mat and will restart at the center with 55 seconds to go. Shot in there, ankle pick try by Maimon. Cox with the sprawl. Cox with the thumb in the shoulder, trying to stop the pressure. He's putting the pressure on, though. 44 Coach, seconds to go.
He's got such long arms. That's one thing I just noticed from up here. He's got long arms, really can make that extra reach and keep his the aggressor away from
him. And there is a one-point stall call against Isaiah Cox, a call that I cannot disagree with. That was the right call. And Cox now fighting off a single-leg shot there by Maimon with 26 seconds to go. There is not enough time for Cox. There's too much time for Cox to try to stall his way out of this one. Now shot in there again by Maimon. Whizzer by Cox. Now Cox needs to take a shot of his own with 15 seconds to go. Time is running out. Cox has one stall call to give, not two. Maimon with another shot in there. Cox just kind of running from him right now, and the official letting him do it. That is going to be a win for Isaiah Cox.
Congratulations.
7-5. Isaiah Cox will get seventh place points for the Ottumwa Bulldogs. Congratulations, Bulldogs. That's a couple of your wrestlers that are going to stand on the medals.
You know, one of the things that, as far as being a coach and sitting here watching it, sometimes you don't like that call, that stall call, because Isaiah Cox was the only one that was the aggressor on his feet the entire match. And then all of a sudden, hey, we're down coming to the end. And you're ahead, so you're going to stall a little bit. So I'm going to nail you.
Well, and then you're walking backwards.
Because the other kid has to get going.
Right, you're going backwards, and you know what happens when the momentum goes the wrong way. And we've seen that. You know, you're backing up. The momentum's going the other way with the
I don't disagree with the official. I like to make him wrestle all the way through the final 6 minutes.
And I agree. I mean, I do agree. Well, then you got to nail the guy in the beginning. You can't just wait till the end saying, okay, hey, you're ahead. You're going to stall. I'm going to nail you now. Well, nail the other guy in the beginning because he wasn't doing anything to begin with.
Yeah, good point.
I don't disagree with that either. I like to watch him wrestle all 6 minutes.
I got a text coming in here.
I want to see him crawling off the mat because they're so tired.
Southern Iowa Technology text line, and Brock Cavanis, he's got lots of branches on his old family tree because he's got a whole slug of family members checking in. Good luck to Brock the Rock Cav. We're proud of you from his sister Bailey. Well, Bailey, you have a lot to be proud of. He's quite the wrestling machine and an outstanding young man. Rock the Rock Cavanis.
Next thing we bring you, folks, after we conclude these matches, there will not be a break. We're going to go straight to the 2A matches, and we've got a 2A match at 106 pounds out here for you on mat number 8. It's
That's
going
gonna
be to
Gabe
be
Rupke.
Gabe Rupke. All right, Gabe.
All right, this Gabe Rupke contest brought to you by our friends at Sheraton Hy-Vee, CNC Cycle, Homestead Assisted Living of Sheraton, and Midwest Heritage Bank in Sheraton.
Also, Lucas County Health Center, Grace Baptist Church, and Community First Credit Union in Sheraton. Rupke quickly in on a single leg, and he's got the ankle now, tries to elevate that ankle. His opponent is John Hellman from Union, LaPorte City. They are leading this thing, and Hellman is able to hip off the mat on a great shot by Gabe Rupke to start this 106-pound seventh-place medal match. Gabe Rupke, just a freshman, but he is competing in here like a veteran competitor.
50 wins. He's a young man. He keeps that up. He'll go over the 100-win mark next year and a chance to get 200 wins on a career. Wow.
Rupke in there with a
nice
single
move
to a double. Gets behind and gets the two-point takedown. Gabe Rupke, he is on top 2-0 with 1:14 to go. They're off the mat.
That takedown brought to you by Pipers. Northeast corner of that Sheraton Square, bringing that takedown by Gabe Rupke.
I'm going to try to get Coach Frew to come up here. Maybe we can say a few words to Coach Frew. Had a pretty successful tournament here.
That'd be great.
If he responds to me. Most people haven't today, so.
Well, you've been locked down somewhere.
Rupke giving up the escape here. That's 2-1. And a nice job to get separation because it was Hellman from Union with a little bit of inside position. Was going to try a toss there after getting out. He didn't get separation. And nice job by Rupke putting his hand on the head of Hellman and getting away. So 45 seconds to go. A 2-1 lead in the first period for Gabe Rupke for the Sheraton Chargers. Hey, Sheraton Chargers, it's a Kelly move there by Hellman from Union. And Hellman gets Gabe Rupke in the Kelly. And he's trying to turn him over with the butcher after the Kelly. He cannot get that done, but it's a 3-2 lead for John Hellman from Union, LaPorte City. Hellman with the 3-2 lead now. Hellman back on the hips. He's got the arm of Gabe Rupke. That's the right arm pinned behind his back. He's going to try to run a chicken wing on the other side and run that thing through in the old country move. Now he gets off of that one, puts half Nelson in on Gabe Rupke on the left side, and Rupke is over on his back. There are no back points yet.
Nope.
It was too quick
back
and forth.
Great job. Gabe just to get out of that, not to give any back points there.
And Gabe Ripke.
Wow.
3-2 deficit.
That was huge just to keep his shoulders from going over.
He gets his choice. He defers. And Hellman will take down to start the second period.
Tell Coach Cochran to calm down. He's too old to get that wound up. Southern Iowa Technology text line. Give a shout out to my cousin Brock the Rock. Proud of you. Shelly in Decorah, Iowa checking in. Well, Shelly, welcome aboard the Express. That is the 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament.
Sit out switch by Hellman. 4 seconds into the second period. He caught Ripke and gets the reversal. A 5-2 score now, and Ripke finds himself on the bottom, and a tilt try being tried in there by Hellman from Union. Hellman with 44 wins on this year, his junior campaign, he's wrestling like a champion. He's got the arm barred of Gabe Ripke on the right side. He's got two on one. He's riding back on the hips parallel. Now Ripke gets his base back. Tries to sit out switch. Switches right off the mat and will reset it at the center of the mat. A 3-point deficit for Gabe Ripke here in the second period with 1 minute and 26 seconds to go. These are seventh place points up for grabs. Winner will get seventh. Second place finisher in this one will be eighth. Don't want to say loser because neither one of these two wrestlers is a loser. They're both winners. They're out there on the mat competing for seventh place for their squads. Ripke, 2. Hellman, 5. Sheraton, 2. Union, 5. Now, Hellman covering Ripke off the restart. He's got the deep waist in on the left side. The left arm clear wrapped around Gabe Ripke, around the rib cage, onto the hip. And now a tilt being tried with that deep waist. Just trying to take that deep waist and muscle it to a tilt. He just pulls him right over on top of him. And if Ripke can grab
that leg,
be able to get out of this thing and come out the back door. But a nice job by Hellman. Gets back on the hips when he feels himself getting a little bit out of position. And Gabe Ripke, his hips on the mat, needs to get his hips up, get his elbows off the mat, and get a sit out, a stand up, make something happen. Even a side roll here, the way that Hellman is riding would probably be effective. Hellman riding tough on Ripke here with 25 seconds to go in the second period at 106 pounds. And it's going to be a stall call against Gabe Ripke here. Ripke, the official, wants him to do more. And Ripke trying to do something. Good pressure on there by Hellman. Hellman from Union Port City trying to lock up an outside cradle on Gabe Ripke. Ripke grabs the inside leg of the driving Hellman. Hellman on top trying to lock that cradle up. Ripke posts the leg and time expires in the second period. And Gabe Ripke has his hands full here at 106 pounds with Hellman.
He's starting in a neutral position. Wishing the best of luck to the area wrestlers on their quest to stand up as high as they can on the podium tonight. Thanks to KIC Thunder Country for bringing the great coverage of the 2015 wrestling tournament. Kevin Bunch checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line.
Hey, KB, he was team captain for the Albia Blue Demons in 1982 and 83. Two-time wrestling captain there. Kevin Bunch.
Hey, just kind of update you on the 3A team score since the medal round came to a close. Southeast Polk's is winning in dominant fashion with 179 points. Bettendorf's in second place, 138. And Fort Dodge is in third with 97. And on their tail would be Cedar Rapids Prairie, fourth place at 88.5. Oskaloosa's in 21st with 26. But I ran into the Fort Dodge coaches last night, and they brought seven wrestlers up here. Six of them are going to be returning. I told them it's always nice to see new blood coming into that top mix versus the Bettendorfs, the Southeast Polks that you see every year over year.
Ripke in on a single leg here at 106 pounds with a minute and 10 seconds to go. No scoring in this third period. We're going to have a potentially dangerous. And Gabe Ripke trails by only three.
Well, he went out that back ankle, Joe. Nearly got it, but a great job of getting the stalemate there by the Union wrestler.
Kind of had a tough second period, but he's wrestling tough on his feet right now. He's in on a single leg. A cast over by Hellman, and Hellman trying to score on the takedown move by Ripke. Ripke's still got a hold of that ankle, and Ripke, if he could grab that ankle with his right hand and
stalemate.
Yeah, stalemate. If Ripke could have grabbed the ankle with his right hand and
so
dropped
close
off at the left and then grabbed the head, I think he could have had an inside cradle.
Gabe Ripke here for Sheraton, trying to come back here, 43 seconds of counting, trailing 5-2 here.
All the action being brought by Gabe Ripke. He's got gas in the tank, Sheraton Chargers. He's out there competing for you, trying to get those seventh place points for your Chargers. He's in there on a collar tie now. good elbow control by Hellman, though. And with 25 seconds to go, Rupke needs to get up and get back out of this collar tie, try to get some separation, and hit a big move here because he's only got 18 seconds to make up a three-point deficit. 106-pounder for the Sheraton Chargers.
Come on out, 12 seconds of counting.
And it's going to be a little too late, looks like, because hanging right onto that collar tie, it is Hellman. And Hellman will advance. He gets the seventh place points. Congratulations, Gabe Rupke.
Great tournament for the freshman.
What a fantastic
great tournament
campaign for
he
Gabe
gets a
Rupke.
Freshman, yeah.
50 freshman. Wins. He looked so smooth in sectionals and districts. Came up here and represented his community in all of Southern Iowa so well. And the eighth place finish. You're on the podium, Coach Kevin Cochran. You're among the best of the best, not just in this state, but in the entire country.
Absolutely. And I've watched this young man wrestle most of the year, and he's got a future ahead of him. And having Coach Gary Wood in your corner,
yep,
leading you along,
they've got.
He's
going to
find
there.
Himself a lot higher on the stand before he's all said and done.
Well, Gabe Rupke, an eighth place finish. Alec Clark Atoma, eighth place finish. John Mullaney, Iowa City West, seventh place finish. Isaiah Cox with the seventh place finish, and Gabe Rupke here at 106 and 2A, an eighth place finish as we continue to bring you this 2A coverage. This is the medal rounds. 1A, you're on deck next. We're putting medals on young men here this morning. Got the Southern Iowa Technology text line open, and we're going to go to a break here in a second, but I want to read this one to you. We are waiting to watch our grandson, Brock the Rock Cavanaugh, in his bid for a seventh place at state. But no matter what happens, he is a champion and a gentleman in our eyes. Love you a ton. And so proud of you, Brock. Grandpa Don and Grandma Kathy Cavanaugh checking in. And Grandma and Grandpa, you have a lot to be proud of.
We do it for you, and we do it for all the fans in Knoxville, the Panther fans, the Sheraton Charger fans, the Mohawk fans, the Albia Blue Demon fans, the Rocket fans from EBF, all our footprint that is so huge, broadcasting out of that huge tower on the southeast edge of Monroe County. We reach all the way down into Missouri, almost all the way to Des Moines. We talked about somebody that loves the radio station so
come
much.
In Des Moines.
They bought an FM radio booster so they could listen from their home
from Des Moines.
In Des Moines.
Don't
so.
Blame them. That's what you should do. And if you don't have an FM booster, you can get us on the web. Tell your friends. Tell your family. The only radio station that you can catch every mat, every class of the finals tonight. On your Sports Leader KIIC, join us at www.kiicradio.com on our smartphone app via Android or iPhone. Either way, you can catch all the action right here. We'll be right back. You're listening to the 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament, High Above the Mats and High Fidelity. We will be right back.
Titan Machinery in Pella has the right combine for you, offering the broadest lineup in the industry with six Case IH Axial Flow models. The Axial Flow's proven single rotor and match capacity design provides unmatched grain quality and savings. With the fewest drive components in the industry, Case IH Axial Flow combines are engineered for simplicity and reliability. See Titan Machinery in Pella today for more details.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Deals on wheels.
Hey everyone, Jessica here with Your Voice, powered by Community First Credit Union. If you are a high school senior and could use $1,000 for college, then head over to seefirstyourvoice.com to apply for our scholarship today. Individuals must meet all eligibility requirements to apply. Deadline to submit your application is April 1st. Why miss out on a chance to win free money towards your education? For more information on how to apply, head to seefirstyourvoice.com or visit any of our SeaFirst locations. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in and register. Or to learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchalbia.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
It's a great time to be a statesman. William Penn University of Oskaloosa offers you all the hospitality of a small community with the diversity and opportunities for growth that you would expect to find at larger state schools. Whether you're in or out of the classroom, on or off the field, William Penn University challenges students to work for success. How can they help you succeed? Visit wmpenn.edu to find out. Then schedule your campus visit today by calling 800-779-PENN. Make a statement. Be a statesman.
30 years of research and design makes Oakley Sunwear a standout when looking for durable and functional sunglasses. Oakley prides themselves on the high quality of their lenses, their UV protection, impact protection, and the construction of their frames, each component adding up to produce one clear, sharp image, no matter what the conditions. Penn Central Eye Clinic in Oskaloosa has just received an update to their Oakley inventory, so now's your chance to find your perfect fit and join the Oakley Fan Club. Stop in and see them at the Penn Central Mall, Penn Central Eye Clinic, Oskaloosa.
Your Albia Hy-Vee is a full-service grocery store and pharmacy. We have fresh bakery featuring the best cake decorator in the county. Our kitchen can take care of your daily meal needs as well as all your catering needs. Our dairy department has the lowest priced milk in town. Our fresh meat department has the largest variety of hand-cut meats. Check out Albia's largest fresh produce department featuring locally grown seasonal produce as well as your favorite cut fruits and vegetables. Your Albia Hy-Vee has proudly been serving and generously supporting Albia and the surrounding communities since 1936.
The local merchants in our area hometowns and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
Building for the future. All together, side by side. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
People's State Bank. Member FDIC. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community.
Welcome back, everyone. We're in the 2A medal rounds here in Consolation. 1A to come up in just a moment. Gary Albertson says, great job, guys, on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Mike Scholl here. Wasn't around radio this morning. Listening now, though. How did Blake do? Well
you're going to find out in about 5 minutes.
Deck next. So you want to stay right here. And how about the family tree that is Brock Cavanis as they continue to text in. Go, Brock. Proud of you. Great Aunt Sheila from Fairfield, Iowa, checking in. And Fairfield, you've had a great run here at the tournament as well.
We'll have Lunsford's match for you. It's going to be a great time bringing all the Southern Iowa wrestlers' results to Jefferson County. Got the grain train at Hamas Farms. Justin and crew down there. They take care of business.
Hamas Brothers Sawmill over there in neck
That's
of the woods.
That's up at yep. Richland, yeah. All right, we've got a couple Swafford brothers competing right now. It's Shea Swafford trailing 2-6 in a third-place match against Everson from Comanche. His brother, Brennan Swafford, trails in a fifth-place match against Keaton Gertz from New Hampton. So it's a couple of Minneapolis boys going to...
Which said is becomes real crucial because I just looked at the team scores in 2A, and there only 1 point separates Creston and Minneapolis for 1 and 2 on the board.
Going to root for Wyatt Thompson over Nathan Mackey. Thompson is with Creston Orient Maxburg. They've kind of become our Southern Iowa top of the standings favorites here. They would be a long shot to get up there and win, but I'd like to see them bring some hardware home.
Absolutely.
And it'll be Wyatt Thompson. He's going for third place against Mackey from Ballard. And that mat is mat number two just underway here at 132. And we'll bring you that match. Scoreless in that one. We're also going to be waiting for Blake Lawless to come out at 145 pounds. And that match will be momentarily. We got 38-pounders out there, one 120-pound match going. And here at 132 pounds, it is Thompson in a scoreless tie with Mackey. First period action. They're winding down through the last 30 seconds of this first period. No score.
Well, I want to give you the Southern Iowa Technology text line because, folks, we're going to give away another autograph program.
641-799, not yet, 641-799-1437. Put this in your phone. Lots of giveaways today and some chance to raise some money for our programs tonight in the finals. Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437, 799-1437. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at KIIC Wrestling. KIIC Wrestling.
And we got Brock, or Blake, out there on the mat now. He's going to be on mat number 7. He's out there going to compete for the Albia Blue Demons for the 7th place points against Wyatt Rhodes from Gilbert. Rhodes, a senior with a 42-11 record, loss. Great junior campaign, 40-8 on his season. He checks in, gets the red leg bands.
Well, the Hermsons sent out a shout-out to Blake Lawless. They roll Demons. On the Southern Iowa Technology text line, Blake Lawless putting the
they're put their track wrestling. Track wrestling's got him as the red wrestler, and he's tying on the green leg bands, and that's probably something wrong there.
Well, on mine, it's got him as green.
Yeah.
All right. Catch
so
up
it's
here,
just
catch
well, either way, he's out there against Gilbert, and we know who Blake Lawless
yes,
is.
We will.
We'll keep an eye on the Creston match, but Lawless is going to get underway, and. A little hand checking here to start the match.
Good
Lawless.
Luck, Blake. Thanks, guys, for a great broadcast. Josh and Lynette and family. The Major's checking in.
Lawless with hand on the head of his Gilbert opponent, Rhodes. Rhodes a little bit higher. Lawless down on one knee. Lawless tries that chuck. And Rhodes is ready for it. Rhodes backs off.
He's asserting us here, though. He's been real aggressive and energetic here.
Rhodes backs off the mat. Lawless bringing the action here in the first period. 30 seconds gone. First period action. We'll reset it at the center of the mat. 145-pounder Blake Lawless.
Oh, nice
shot in there by Rhodes. Sprawl by Lawless, and Lawless has got his head down.
Yeah, he saw that coming.
He's got his head on. He's got Rhodes' head on the mat. Lawless with the front headlock. He's got the pressure on Rhodes. Now Rhodes gets his hips under him. Lawless gets off that head now. Goes to a collar tie. A little Russian tie there. And now separation. Lawless on his feet. Lawless with the lower position, right knee on the mat. Now Lawless, back to both legs up. Now Lawless, both knees on the mat. Lawless very low right now, keeping that center of gravity down. Now with front headlock, Lawless gets back up. Now Lawless with shuck
nice
by, gets
shuck
a takedown.
Oh, was
right
that
at the edge of the match. And
wow.
Lawless with that patented shuck, and he gets the two-point takedown at the edge of the mat. They go off the mat, and with 45 seconds to go, Blake Lawless on
you're
top 2-0.
You're listening to Thunder Country, but that was lightning right there.
Well, that's textbook, too. Yeah, I mean, that's textbook.
Wow.
Yep, right at the edge of the mat, Lawless just did the shuck and pulled him into him as the shuck was coming down. His opponent, Rhodes, was trying to get off the mat, and right at the edge of the mat, he gets taken
when
down.
When you execute something as perfectly as what Blake Lawless did, you can't stop it.
That was beautiful. Smith family checking out the Southern Iowa Technology text lines. Sends out a shout-out to the Iceman and Blake. Good luck. And Brian Eastlick says, let's go, Blake.
Blake covers his opponent on the restart. A caution. Now a caution for both wrestlers on a whistle violation. The first one was against Rhodes. That one is against Blake.
Isaiah Cox is in the house. And we're going to get to Isaiah here in a few seconds between the matches. But right now, Blake Lawless of Albia.
Lawless is on top. He lifts his opponent up, takes him back to the mat after a stand-up by Rhodes. Now Rhodes with his belly on the mat. 38 seconds to go in the first period. Blake Lawless going for 7th place points here at 145 pounds, Class 2A for the Albia Blue Demons. Lawless with the chicken wing on the right side. He's got his opponent, Rhodes, broken down. Now Lawless chops that right arm, trying to work that chicken wing on the right side. Now butcher by Lawless.
Can he get this turned over into a...
Corkscrew ride by Lawless with 18 seconds to go. Stand
up. Oh, there it is.
And Granby rolled by Rhodes, and Rhodes is loose. Rhodes is loose. It's a one-point escape for Rhodes with 10 seconds to go in a very daring Granby roll by Rhodes.
5 seconds counting in this opening period. Blake Lawless with a 2-1 lead here. Final ticks of this first period in the books. Let's go to the second period. In this second period brought to you by Hy-Vee of Albia, Senate Pierce-Macher Funeral Home, and AgriVision of Albia.
All right. Lawless gets his choice. He is going to take down to start this second period. Going to try to bust out of there, get an escape and a reversal. Escape or a reversal, and we're underway.
Jim Angren and family send out a shout-out. Go, Blake. Go, Albia.
Blake
go
Lawless
Carter.
On the bottom position. His opponent, Rhodes, trying
nice
to cover
job.
Him. Lawless with stand-up. It's at the edge of the mat. Rhodes tries to hip him off the mat, and Lawless gets caught on an inside cradle there. He's going to have to try to work his way off of that thing. There's no back points been awarded yet. And now Loss gets back to his stomach. So a little bit of a flurry of action there. Loss about got the stand-up escape, and just as they were getting ready to go out of bounds, nice job by Rhodes there.
Just looked like he was trying to shuck him off, and Blake fell into it.
All right, double crossbody ride in here by Rhodes, and Loss is flattened out on his stomach. Now Loss tries to get his hips up. He gets the hips up, gets one leg out off the left side. Now he's working on that right leg, and he's got Rhodes in a little bit of a high position. They're right at the edge of the mat, and Lawless gets the stand-up. Should be a potentially dangerous if he gets his hand off the mat.
This is for seventh place, folks, and Lawless will get a stalemate as he gets elevated. 107 to go here in this second period. This second period brought to you by Proline Buildings, Cargill, and Windstream.
Second period action, 107 to go, 145-pound seventh place match. Blake Lawless going for those points for the Blue Demons. He's up against Rhodes from Gilbert. Rhodes covering in the second period. 2-1 lead for Blake Lawless here. He has 58 seconds. Going to try to get out.
Nice
Rhodes
job.
Riding
got
tough, but Lawless with the stand-up
nice
and the escape.
That was a great job of getting separation here. Now takes a 3-1 lead here, 48 seconds to go. Second period, Blake Lawless of Albion at 145. Looking to get a seventh-place finish here at the 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. He's got that headlock underneath there.
Front headlock by Lawless at the edge of the mat with 35 seconds to go. 145-pound action. Rhodes trying to get out of the circle, and he does. So we'll restart it with exactly 30 seconds to go in the second period. A 3-1 lead for Blake Lawless. He's got an escape here in the second period to go with the initial shuck by takedown at the edge of the mat in the first period. Now Rhodes, it looks like he's running a little bit.
Yeah, staying away from Blake. Blake, there's a long shot there. But Blake right there to take it and cover it.
Good job by Lawless is stopping the
seen
long shot with an underhook. Now Lawless with the front headlock. He's got Rhodes' head down on the mat. We got a stalemate.
Rhodes' shots have been, he's telegraphed them. And Blake has seen that. His shots come. Blake takes a quick step back.
Rhodes is a much better wrestler in tight, up close, yep, than he is on his feet. And
here we go.
He's definitely going to take down here.
Third and final period, Joe Sinclair, for Blake Lawless. This match brought to you by Homestead of Albia Assisted Living and Albia Brewing Company. Right here, Blake Lawless, two minutes away from a seventh place finish at the state wrestling tournament.
He covers Rhodes with a deep waist ride and Rhodes with a roll. And Rhodes rolls and he's trying to get a reversal. If Rhodes can get around, and he does, it's a two-point reversal for Rhodes. And Blake just hung on a little bit too long there on a great sit-out switch by Rhodes. Rhodes is too high. Rhodes is too high. And Lawless, if he can get his hips up, he will be able to get out. But Rhodes has got the figure four on the body. Rhodes has got the figure four
nice
on the
job.
Body.
Got to his base now. If he can just come out the back side here.
Now Rhodes gets the leg in there on the right side. But Lawless knows where he's at. Rhodes is too high. Lawless is going to try
three.
To dump him on his head.
We're
this is a great
here,
piece
folks.
Of action. Lawless has his hands and feet on the mat. Rhodes is hanging on with the crossbody ride.
Oh, called
a
stalemate.
Stalemate.
Tied at three here, folks. 120 to go. This match brought to you by Eye Care Partners of Oskaloosa and Dan and Pat Johnson of Albia.
We've also got, this is the only match we're going to watch right now.
Yep.
It's Blake Lawless on the mat. He's trying to get out. Oh, and Lawless is getting back points.
Only one. No. He just got a one count, but that was so close.
Almost back points against Blake Lawless. That was so close. Lawless with a sit out and a little stack move there by Rhodes. Now Rhodes tries a power half with the crossbody ride in there on the left side. And Lawless needs to get that leg loose with 55 seconds to go. Bust out of here and get a late escape to untie this thing and get seventh place for the Blue Demons.
Blake Lawless at 145, a seventh-place finish at stake here. Tied at three. Three's across the middle of the board. 40 seconds to go, and Blake being ridden tough here by Rhodes.
Rhodes expending a lot of energy on the top, and a stall call against Lawless. Can't disagree with that. And Lawless saving a little bit of energy here with 30 seconds to go.
Oh, he busts
up
quickly.
His feet, and it's near the edge of the mat.
Hands separated. He leans back and gets his hands separated. Blake Lawless.
23 seconds to go. Lawless has to bring the pressure because he's been called for stalling once. Shot in there by Rhodes. Now Rhodes is in a front headlock off the mat with Lawless.
Oh, what a move. Blake showed the grit and determination right at the edge of the mat. Recognized he could go off the mat, Joe, and a quick spin gets him the escape. 8 seconds.
Shot in there by Rhodes. And with 8 seconds to go, there's a stop in the action.
They didn't stop the clock, I don't think. They're going to have a clock issue here. 4-3, Blake Lawless as they talk things over at the score table. Blake right at the edge of the mat, Joe Sinclair. burst out. You said he was about ready to go off the mat, burst out and spun around, and he gets the escape. And with 15 seconds to go here, they're going to reset the clock. They're talking with the coaches, talking with the officials. We got the Ottumwa coaching staff up here. We got Isaiah Cox up here in the final 15 seconds, and we're going to interview Isaiah Cox.
All right, Blake Loss on his feet with 15 seconds to go.
Come
He's in
now,
a hand tie with Rhodes. Rhodes in on single leg.
Oh,
desperation throw there attempt by Rhodes, and
Blake
Loss
gets the takedown. Blake Loss with the takedown, and he's got the lead here. If he can hang on,
6-3.
1, and Blake Lawless of Albia gets the 7th place finish at state. How about that? Our Melrose boy getting it done.
Hey, that was a great job by Blake Lawless. A desperation throw there by Rhodes in the final 5 seconds, and Lawless recognizes it, stays separated, and just falls on top of Rhodes for the takedown. He wins 6-3. Way to go, Blake Lawless. Our phones are blowing up, but we got celebrities in the house. We got Isaiah Cox. Isaiah, you watched that exciting match, and that's the way we were in your matches right there, what you just saw. What do you think about the radio and how we do things up here on 96.7 KIIC?
This is awesome, you know, just coming up here saying everything. This is pretty good. I like it.
Well, what a tournament you have you put together, you know, in that opening round, and we don't want to go back and live that one, but getting pinned in that opening round, the comeback and getting the pin, getting your mindset right. How much of this sport is mental as much as it is physical? Because you've got the physical, buddy.
Well, you know, like you said, it's a lot of mental game out there, you know. And like you said, the first match, it was all mental because I was nervous, the big crowd out here, first time being at state, and you could tell I was nervous.
Well, you'll be back here again next year, Isaiah, but of all the kids you wrestled this year, who was the toughest one that you can say that was the toughest match you had?
All of them was tough, you know.
That's a smart wrestler right there. He
everybody
didn't give anybody
tough.
Any material.
You know, everybody was tough. Everybody had their strengths. Everybody had their weaknesses.
Well, that's very good. And you've got a lot of strengths, but it seemed to me like watching you progress through this tournament, you seemed really comfortable on your feet in the neutral position. That was where you wrestled from with the most strength.
Yeah, that's, you know, I love being up, you know. I could take anybody down, and, you know, I use my speed, my strength, and I use my technique when I do it. And that's about it.
What are your off-season plans to get ready for next year, Isaiah, as you, I'm sure you're going to have the goal to be a state champion next year.
Yes.
What are your off-season plans?
You know, go to more camps and work harder with my coaches, with my team, you know, try to put us back, you know, back where we were before.
Well, Isaiah, Ottumwa Wrestling is on the ascend, and you're a part of that 7th-place finish here. Has it really sunk in? You know, when you say 7th-place finish, the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament, you're not just saying 7th place in the state of Iowa. You are among the elite of the elite.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to believe right now, you know, but it's going to sink in sooner or later.
You going to come back at 95 next year, or you think you're going to bump up?
Nah, I probably bumped down 82.
82, all right.
Oh, man, he's a lean, mean wrestling machine already. Can you? I don't know where you're going to take it off, buddy. I think there's room in that body to put some weight on those muscles of yours. But you are one stout wrestler. We are really proud of you. Southern Iowa's proud of you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You go and sit in this moment. Coach Cochran, I know you work with this young man in school, and you worked with him on the mat. Not only does he appear to be a great wrestler, but everything we hear, he's a great young man as well.
And I've said that earlier. You know, he is. He's the complete package. He's what you love to see as a coach. You know, he listens pretty well. I mean, I don't want to sit here and toot his own horn, but he listens well. You know, he's got the build like me and Coach Frew does.
Just
you know,
about
so he's put
like
together
you.
Pretty
I
well.
See. Yeah, he's got you two put together. And it's
But, no, you know, for a guy that came into the sport basically as a freshman, only a junior here placing at 195 pounds when he's only 182-pounder, it just says a lot for his work ethic, the heart that he's put into the sport, and he's still got a bright future ahead.
Well, we got another young man up here, Alec Clark of Ottumwa. 8th place finish, buddy. You know, I just told Isaiah, when you really sink into this, sinks into you, but it's not just 8th place here at the state of Iowa. You are among the elite of the elite in the entire country.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, I could have wrestled harder, but
Well, walk us through the tournament. You had a tremendous tournament. What's the emotion that goes through a wrestler? You know, we up here, we get to celebrate and get excited. You just all here for the wrestlers. But down in the moment with all this going on, how does a wrestler deal with that?
It's heart racing. I mean, you have to think right off the bat. You can't just sit there and try to think of a move to use. If you do, it's that could be the cost of the match.
Well, you've been a part of this ascension of the Ottumwa Wrestling Program. It feels pretty good to go and represent your community and know that the Ottumwa Bulldog Wrestling Program is moving the right direction.
Yeah, it feels really good. I mean, I guess we're still a team full of chumps, I guess you could say. But we still have next year, and I think it's going to be really good.
What's the things that you're going to be thinking about and working on yourself?
I need to work on moving my feet when I take my shots. I need to move my ankles so they can't wrap those up.
He needs to keep his elbows in a little bit. he needs to get away from this single shot. He needs to get away from his far side carry. He needs to open up and do a little bit more. He needs to attack his wrestlers on his feet. Do you want me to keep going? I mean, you want me to tell you?
Well, I'll tell you what. One thing that you don't have to get done, and that is the way you compete. We love to watch you out there competing. You've got the competitor's edge, buddy, and you work on all those details, and that old podium stand that you're going to be standing on is going to be just that much higher next year. And congratulations, tremendous season.
Thank you.
Eighth place finish, Alec Clark of Ottumwa. Isaiah Cox, we just heard, seventh place finish. Now, don't go anywhere. Two-way listeners, we're going to bring you more coverage here. We want to celebrate our great finishes here out of our athletes. Blake Lawless will be coming here with Coach Dave Winger as well. Brock the Rock, Cavanaugh, you Panther fans, don't go anywhere. 285, he'll be coming up here in just a moment as we continue to bring you this coverage of Class 2A medal rounds. We got the 3A coach here of the Ottumwa Bulldogs. Coach Cochran, who did you drag up here? You, who's this handsome guy? He's much better looking than you anyway.
Well, he was my protege. You know, he stepped in and took the helm when I decided to get out. He's done a fantastic job. And Jeremy Frew, a Ottumwa native, a Ottumwa state qualifier back in his day in the late 90s, early 2000s, is that right? No, late 90s. And just done a fabulous job with the program and got these guys headed in the right direction.
Two place winners here, Coach Frew, and that's got to feel really good for you and for your program. As I have talked to the guys, Bulldog Wrestling is on the map.
Right, yeah. I mean, we didn't have any returning state qualifiers. I don't think we have for quite some time, so... You know, we came here with five guys that hadn't been to this tournament, and I love the way our guys competed, and to come out with two medals is great. I talked to Cochran right when I got up here, and I said, last year, you remember what you said to me? You said he looks forward to having four or five Ottumwa guys running around up here, and that's what happened. So we're going to build on that. You know, we obviously these guys had their goals set a little higher, but, you know, it's a tough tournament, and get a couple guys on the podium is a good thing.
Well, the numbers was impressing to me, and then to have two finalists, Coach. Good stuff out of you in the program. We can't wait to see you back up here next year, and love the way things are going down there in Bulldog land, and we'd love to be a part of it.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Coach Frew, the outstanding coach of the Ottumwa Bulldogs, Isaiah Cox, Alec Clark. Alec Clark, an eighth-place finish here, followed up with Isaiah Clark, Cox, a seventh-place finish, and both of them are looking to come back here. Coach Frew, any final comments?
Yeah, I just want to say hi to my children, Tayton and Mariah, and my wife. They've been up here supporting me all weekend, so go Bulldogs.
Now they get to see Daddy a little more. All right, Coach Frew, let's get back to wrestling here at 170 pounds. We're in 170s and 182, but right now we want to focus our eyes on Fairfield's
Bryce Lunsford. He's a 182-pounder going for seventh place points for your Fairfield Trojans. First period action, no score. Wrestler's been trading a couple of timid takedown shots, but no scoring here. Minute gone in the first period for Bryce Lunsford. He's up against Cole Bennett from ADM, Adel, DeSoto, Minburn. Bryce Lunsford, 35-10 on the air. He's a senior. Cole Bennett, a sophomore, 40-12. He's a very talented wrestler for the ADM Bulldog crew. Ooh, a Kelly move there by Lunsford. Couldn't quite get it turned over. And now they're back to their feet in the neutral position. We're winding down through the final 30 seconds here at 182 pounds in the seventh place points match. It's a 182-pound match, and it's Bryce Lunsford from Fairfield
and we're going to go to the second period now. And we're going to have a little blood timeout. A little blood timeout here as we get done with the first period at 182 pounds. And Kevin Cochran, you did a nice job handing it off there to Coach Frew.
He has done an excellent job in there, you know. And as me and Summers talked about earlier, you really got to have things in place. You got to have that junior high program. You got to have the youth program. So that's the foundation of bringing it through. And they got that right there in Ottumwa. You know, and they've got a lot to build on this year with four returning state qualifiers for next year. And hopefully we can find a way to bring, you know, 5-6 again next year and keep increasing on that stand, you know, going from 7th and 8th place up to 3rd and 4th or trying to find...
Still have the blood time going here in this 182-pound match. But, hey, we're hoping, Demon fans, that we've been denied interviews from Blake Lawless all week long. He doesn't want to talk to us,
but
we're getting one.
Because we got the TZ.
We got TZ. He's going to get a hold of Blake Lawless. So, Blake Lawless with an exciting win at 145 pounds to get the medal points.
7th place finish. You think about the dissension that he had to make from 160, came off the football field weighing probably closer to 170, make it all the way down to 145, and he was a lean, mean wrestling machine that finished the 7th place here at
all
the
right.
Well.
We're going to get underway now at 182 pounds in the second period. This is the 7th place match between Bryce Lunsford from Fairfield and Cole Bennett from ADM, and it'll be Lunsford in the down position, ADM's Cole Bennett covering.
Yeah, Lunsford's got so much tape on them shoulders. He looks like a spider web.
Bennett down here working a tilt right here near the edge of the mat, and he's got the tilt going and got the crossbody in. And he's going to get that tilt, and right at the edge of the mat, he gets the 2 points. So it'll be 2-0, Bennett over Lunsford.
We're at 182, folks, and we're going to be getting to 285. Brock the Rock, Cavanis, his whole family been checking this morning, and he'll be on deck here as we continue with our 2A, followed up by 1A action, the medals. That's what we're handing out here this morning in the consolations.
Bennett against Lunsford. Lunsford from Fairfield. Bennett's got that crossbody right in there, going to try that tilt again, just throws his hips across, tries to get the tilt. There it is. There's the tilt again, and Lunsford is getting the back points again. And Lunsford, just a quick two count there, but it was another two-point near fall for Bennett.
That Lunsford was going to find a way to come up out of that and possibly get a reversal, but got caught again. Still finds himself in the down position with that arm caught.
And they still haven't awarded the back points because he still got the arm. But now they award the back points as they work a different pinning combination here. And that Bennett, he really hasn't had a real good pinning combination, but it's been good enough to get a couple of two counts. Now Lunsford going to try to come out the back. Lunsford trying to come out the back. They're right at the edge of the mat. And if Lunsford could come out of the back, he might even be able to get a defensive pin here, Kevin Cochran. There he gets the two-point reversal. And it was going to be a defensive pin if Bennett didn't give it up. And Bennett gave it up, got off of his back, and it was a reversal for Lunsford.
What you've seen Bennett doing is, you don't see kids at 182 pounds ride the legs like he has been. And he got in a little bit of trouble there. And, yeah, I've seen defensive falls, and that was going to happen. Again, Lunsford might find himself a little bit in trouble here. Bennett trying to get the switch on.
Also have Julio Sanchez on the mat here at 182 in the third-place contest. I'll keep my eye on that one for you.
Julio trailing that one 0-1. Here we got Bennett with a one-point escape as time expires in the second period. It'll be a 5-2 deficit for Bryce Lunsford from Fairfield. Lunsford starts this period in the down position. He's covered by Bennett. Bennett with the deep waist ride on the right side. Got the right arm wrapped all the way around the waist. Now gets off of that. Tries to bar the arm on the right. Puts the crossbody right in on the left. Just kind of snuck that leg in there, Coach Cochran. And now he's going to try that tilt again. This time, Lunsford's ready for it, and he just flattens out. But he can't avoid that tilt again. Now, might be able to get a reversal here. He's got Lunsford a little bit out of position. Lunsford still has a crossbody right in. They're at the edge of the mat with 1:30 to go. Lunsford trying to hip out of a crossbody ride, and we've got a stalemate with 1:24 to go.
Yeah, it'd been nice to see. Lunsford needed to come underneath that leg. He was trying to come up over the back, but come underneath that leg and control it, get that out of there, and then he could have possibly got his 2 points right there. You know, Isaiah Cox is very familiar with Lunsford. I think he wrestled him three times on the year this year, all within about like a week and a half of each other.
Well, we're going to have another break in the action here. Looks like a whistle violation on Bennett. Bennett riding a 182-pound wrestler from Fairfield. That is Bryce Lunsford. It's a 5-2 lead for Bennett. Now Bennett with a double crossbody ride in breaks down Bryce Lunsford. Bryce Lunsford now gets Bennett a little bit high. If he can just grab that head right here and scoot out the back, I think he might. Hey, we might have a defensive pin again. The official's on it. He's on it, and it's a reversal for Bryce Lunsford. Makes it a 5-4 match, and Lunsford's got the trailing arm, but a good job by Bennett to get to his base. Now Lunsford tries to put a crossbody in there, and we've got a stop in the action. It looks like blood on Lunsford. So we got blood timeout again, and once again, a very similar position. The legs were in by Bennett. He got a little bit too high, and Lunsford realized it and kind of tilted him over. He got his shoulders just about onto the mat. Bennett sensed it coming and spun out of there, gave up the reversal, but not the defensive pin.
Yeah, did a nice job bringing his hips up, which makes we're going to make Bennett go over top of him. Now, as we come back, Lunsford's going to give up the escape, go on his feet, try to get a takedown to tie this thing up with 45 seconds remaining.
They're on their feet wrestling right now. Had a question. Now, what is a defensive pin? A defensive pin is a pin when you are not the wrestler in control. That any time that your shoulders are touching the mat for 2 seconds, that's a pin. Whether you are the wrestler in control on top or whether you are the wrestler that is on the bottom and just happen to catch the wrestler on top with his shoulders exposed.
You don't see it happen very often up here at state tournament, but throughout the season, you'll see it happen two or three times.
Right now, the wrestlers are on their feet. It's Bryce Lunsford with 18 seconds to go, trying to work a takedown here in the third period to tie this thing up. 13 seconds to go. Lunsford with the throw. Can't quite get it executed. Man, that was a good hip toss there by Lunsford.
He's going to try it again here.
He's going to try it again. He's got 8 seconds to do it. Boom. He's in there on a Kelly. Can't get it to go. And time expires. 6-4. Bryce Lunsford. 8th place points for your Fairfield Trojans. He's a senior, and what a great career. Bryce Lunsford will have hardware to hang in the garage when he's an old man. All right. That was a great match. Want to thank the fine folks at Kaiser Soil Service in Agency to help us bring that one to you. That's Mike Kaiser, 641-777-6099, Kaiser Soil Service. Dry fertilizer, chemical application, and seed. Kaiser Soil Service for all your agronomy needs in Agency.
Julio Sanchez, gentlemen, looks like he is going to get a fourth place finish for Grinnell. He's going to go down to defeat 3-1 there for Julio Sanchez of Grinnell.
Got a barn burner going on mat number three. That's Luke Erickson. He's in a 1-1 tie in the third overtime period. That's going to be fun. I think we'll just keep it right there for you. It's Tucker Morrison from Columbus Community, Columbus Junction. This is a rematch of the district final. And I think Erickson won that one, didn't he?
I think you're right.
Yeah. Well, Tucker Morrison in the third overtime period is in the down position. He's covered by Luke Erickson. And we got Brock Kavnis coming out on mat four next.
There he comes. And good luck,
this is
Brock.
Another district rematch, I
yes,
think, against
is.
Kyle Davis of
that is right, Columbus Community,
Junction.
Kyle Davis.
And this was that was a great contest a week ago Saturday. Love great Aunt Judy. Love her. Good luck, Brock Kavnis. Brock the Rock Kavnis. Love great Aunt Judy from Fairfield. We want to hear from all of you on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. And we're underway here. Brock the Rock Kavnis.
Kavnis and Davis shake hands at the center of the mat. They get into a collar tie right at the center of the mat as we have the whistle. We are underway at 285 pounds, 7th place points up for grabs. It's Davis from Columbus Community. Brock Kavnis for the Knoxville Panthers.
It has been so much fun watching Brock, and what a great young man to get the interviews that we've had with him and to know him a little bit better. But to watch him out there, and he's been favoring that left shoulder, guys. We'll see how that wears on him here in this match.
He looks good on his feet right here. A little bit of a collar tie there with Davis, and he gets hipped off the mat and will go back to the center of the mat in the neutral position. over there on the 177th place match. If you're still wondering, there are 7 seconds left in the third overtime period. Morrison is being covered by Erickson in a district rematch, and they go off the mat with 2 seconds to go in that one. Brock Kavnis now at 285. He's still on his feet. A minute left in the first period. We've just counted down through the first minute. Wrestlers on their feet, kind of feeling each other out right here in the first period at 285.
1A, you're on deck next, so don't go anywhere, folks. This is going to get to a fast pace here. As Brock the Rock Cavendish, 49 seconds to go. We're going to give away another autographed program by the broadcast crew. In just a few minutes on the Southern Iowa Tech line. Oh, Brock in on his single leg.
He's in there deep. He gets his trip and gets
the
takedown at the edge of the mat. Brock Kavnis takes the early lead 2-0 with 37 seconds left in the first period.
Brock the Rock showing off that finesse and that quickness, Coach Cochran. And you've said it before, that first takedown so important, and Brock gets the first one.
It is huge, and I just enjoy watching your heavyweights take a nice double leg like that and take him to the mat.
Morrison from Columbus Junction takes down to start the fourth overtime period. If he can get out, he wins. If he gets ridden by Erickson from Mediapolis, it will be a 4-overtime victory for the Mediapolis wrestler. Now Brock Kavnis gives up the escape, makes it 2-1.
Davis had a nice sit-out turned in and got the escape. We'll see if Kavanaugh can get another freight train double like he did there.
He was right
early
at
on.
It at the edge of the mat there, 13 seconds ago. First period, Brock the Rock Kavanaugh out in front, 2-1 here for Knoxville. 9 seconds and counting, and we've had Brock's entire family text in today, and we are glad they're all listening in here. 3 seconds, 2, and 1 will conclude this opening period, and it goes the way of Rock.
Kavanaugh. Don't see any signs of anything wrong with that left shoulder. He's looking good out there on the mat.
And he's going to have to cover here. We're going to get to an interview that Blake Lawless interview. Here's Brock covering here to begin the second period.
He's on top. He is covering Davis from Columbus Community. Over on the other mat, there's 12 seconds left in Cole Erickson's 170-pound match.
Brock gives the escape here. 1:38 to go, second period, tied at 2. 2-2 score here. Brock Kavanaugh of Knoxville, tied at 2 here, 1:30 to go, second period. They're pummeling at the middle of the mat. Brock has brought these shots. Let's see if he can keep his fancy footwork here at 285.
That 170-pound match is over. Luke Erickson wins in 4 overtime. No, it was, it's Erickson with the win in 4 overtimes.
Tied at 2 here. Brock Kavanaugh, 285 pounds, 106-pounders for Class 1A. Going to be coming out here just momentarily. We'll get to that. But right now, we've got our eyes fixated on the Rock. Brock the Rock Kavanaugh, in underhook here.
Doing a really good job staying in control. Yep. He got that takedown at the edge of the mat on a nifty single leg. Gave up a couple of escapes. Really what you would expect here. And Brock, I'm sure, in the third period will take down and try to get that escape. He looks really good on his feet. Feels very comfortable from up here watching
him on his
feet.
He's the one that's leaning forward with the hands out. And Travis Apple is going to go down and try to catch up with Brock after this contest. TZ on the wireless mic, courtesy of Quality. Here's the shuck by, and Brock did a great job of anticipating it.
Nice duck under there by Davis, and Kavanaugh sensed him getting in position behind him and did a really good job keeping his face to Davis's face as he was backpedaling off the mat and was able to get off the mat before Davis was able to get behind.
40 seconds ago, second period, tied at 2. A takedown and 2 escapes is all that's been scored here. But Brock Kavanaugh at 285 has looked fleet of foot.
He's got the thumb in the left shoulder of Davis, keeping him at bay with that left hand. Now they got a collar tie going. Little Russian tie there and a shuck by Davis. Nice job by Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh backing up here with 16 seconds to go in the second period. It's all tied up, 2-2 in the second period with 10 seconds to go. Knoxville's Brock Kavanaugh now in on a single leg. Good sprawl by Davis, and they're off the mat with five seconds to go.
Brock's seen that now for the fourth time. He is doing a good job of anticipating that. You got to expect it. And one of the ways to get off that is not to get those hands tied up like that. Brock with 2 seconds to go, tied at 2. We're going to go to the third period. Here we go, Panther fans. Lace them up. Brock the Rock is going to start down. And if he can escape here, he'll take the lead, tied at 2. In this final match at 285, Brock Kavanaugh trying to go for a seventh place finish here at Let's see.
Coach Cochran, what do you think about just a little bit of movement here for the next? Oh, there's a side roll by Kavnis.
He's
and
out.
Kavnis is out. He could get back points
Come
with
on,
this.
Brock.
No, he just gets the escape. A great job by Davis there to roll right
he
through
it. He's got that roll
it's
down.
An escape
we saw
for
that
Brock
earlier.
Yeah, I thought Brock was going to actually maybe come around and get the two-point reversal.
Oh, a double leg takedown attempt. Oh, off the edge of the mat, and there goes a cheerleader.
Oh.
How do you make three cheerleaders disappear? You put Brock through them.
Is that right? I thought Coach Hatch may have stepped in there and tried to
nah, he
block
was,
him, but he's like, I'm getting out of the way.
He might be the only guy on the floor that could stop that 500 pounds of humanity. What a great run we've had, Knoxville Panthers.
Oh,
and Brock Kavnis has given us a very entertaining match here. He leads 3-2.
His opponent,
Davis, is in on single leg. Kavnis tries the wizard. Oh, a good elevation by Davis. Now Davis drags Brock Kavnis back to the mat. Going to try a trip.
Get off the edge.
And Kavnis trying to hop off. It's a three-legged dance right now. Kavnis has got his right foot on the mat.
3 seconds.
His left leg is being elevated by Davis. Now Davis
Oh, nice
steps
job.
Off.
Nice job, Brock Kavnis. Wait a second. Boy, you talk about coordination. He had to hop around on one leg. And
that was a three-legged dance. And it was Brock Kavnis' right leg that hopped the two legs of Davis right off the mat. And just as Davis was about to get the trip, his left toe hit that line, and it was off the mat, out of bounds.
Looked like a pogo stick going there.
Hey, we got 50 seconds left in this entertaining Knoxville Panther match. Want to thank the folks at DeVore Homes in Knoxville bringing this one to us. Brock Kavnis now back to the center mat on his feet. We got 35 seconds
Here
to go.
Here we go.
Kavnis with a 3-2 lead for the Knoxville Panthers.
Brock,
this is the seventh place points match.
And they're going to go off the edge of the mat. Final 31 seconds. Hey, Knoxville, sit on the edge of your seat. Nah, get up and stand and cheer for your Rock. That's Brock Kavnis. 3-2 here. Brock with the lead.
Kavnis with the 2-on-1 on the left wrist of Davis. Now Davis gets separation. Comes back in with a collar tie with 17 seconds to go. Kavnis backs up. He's got a stall call to give. He will probably get it here in the next
final
few seconds.
10 seconds here. Can he hang on? Brock, the Rock, trying for a seventh-place finish. 5 seconds. They'll go off the edge of the mat here in 5 seconds. Has he gotten a stall call yet?
He has not gotten a stall call yet, so he's got one to give with 5 seconds, and he should be running right now.
Here's a deep single leg sprawl out there by Kavnis. 2-1. Brock, the Rock, Kavnis, a seventh-place finish. How about this tournament for Brock Kavnis and all the Panther fans who now have a reason to celebrate? What a tournament here for Brock Kavnis.
And really a great match. He's just a junior. He'll be back here next year. We're going to have a ton of fun next year with Brock Kavnis up here.
About the pogo stick there by Brock Kavnis for 30 seconds. That was incredible.
You don't see heavyweights have that much agility and be able to stay up on a leg like that.
Unbelievable. Great win for Brock Kavnis and the Panthers, and what a joy that ride's been here. Let's get down to 113-pound Brady Kiner, Southeast Warren. No rest for the wicked here on your sports leader, KIIC, as Southeast Warren trying for a top-three finish, and Brady Kiner trying for a third-place finish.
Tough matchup for Brady Kiner. He's up against formerly unbeaten in 2 years, Drew West, returning state champion from Highland Riverside in this 113-pound third place match. This would be a great contest for Brady Kiner. He's down there competing, trailing 2-0 right now in the first period. First period goes away, and nice job by Kiner. They're fighting off a couple of pinning combinations by Drew West, and it'll be 2-0 going to the second.
Got a couple of quality sophomores right here.
That is for sure. 100 wins between the two of these two when this match is completed.
The Johnstons are proud of Brock and his win on the Southern Iowa Technology text line.
Kiner with the championship day singlet on. He's trying to tilt on Drew West. And, he almost gets that tilt to work. But West, really athletic, rolls right through it, gets a two-point reversal, makes the score 4-0. Drew West from Highland Riverside on top, trying to get third-place points for Highland. Now we've got to stop in the action, and it looks like could be an injury timeout. Yeah, injury timeout. Brady Kiner looks like might be favoring his right knee. So we got Brady Kiner injury times counting for him right now.
Well, let's recap a little bit here, Joe. As those maybe joining us, we're in 285 now, or 1A, but we just finished up 2A.
285, Brock Kavanagh, seventh place finish. But it all started at in the 3A's with Alec Clark on the mat.
The 3A and the 2A matches have all been completed, and Class 3A, Alec Clark gets the hardware. Eighth place for the Ottumwa Bulldogs. Also, seventh place was John Mullaney from Iowa City West. He pinned his opponent in the seventh place match. And in 195 pounds, you just heard an interview here with Isaiah Cox from Ottumwa. He got seventh as well.
Great start here for Southern Iowa. Gabe Rupke with an eighth place finish. Blake Lawless, you heard it right here. Seventh place finish for Albion. Bryce Lenford finishes the tournament with eighth place. Julio Sanchez, a fourth place finish for Grinnell. And Brock DeRock, a seventh place finish for the Panthers.
Those were the 2A medal match results. And you heard it all live here on 96.7, all of those great matches and all the matches that led up to those medal matches. And we've got Brady Kiner back on the mat now, and he is competing in the second period. He's in the down position being covered by Drew West from Highland Riverside. West with a reversal to start this second period. Came off the bottom on a tilt attempt by Kiner and was able to roll through it and get Kiner in a reversal. That two-point reversal went with a takedown that he got in the first period. And Kiner did a really good job of fighting off a couple pinning combinations, and that's the score, 4-0. Now Brady Kiner trying to get his base under him here at this 113-pound third-place match. Brady Kiner, a great tournament here. A couple of real tough wins for Brady Kiner for the Southeast Warren Warhawks. And tilt attempt in there by West. West trying to work that tilt in on the right side. He's pulling it back. Kiner doing a really good job posting his right arm. And Kiner is going to be able to, as time runs out, fight that one off. So we'll go to the third period. That's your score, 4-0.
Well, I've got a shout out here. Great job, guys, with your coverage. Great job, Southeast Warren Melcher Dallas wrestlers. Daryl from Melcher Dallas checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Well, we're glad to be bringing you this great coverage, or these great wrestlers from Southeast Warren.
We'll start the third period in the neutral position with Kiner's choice. Kiner circles the center of the mat. West in there with a collar tie. Duck under by West, spins behind, and takes Kiner down to the mat for a two-point takedown. In the third period here, it is 6-0. Brady Kiner from Southeast Warren Liberty Center trailing Drew West 6-0. A pair of takedowns for Drew West and a second period reversal. And West is riding Kiner tough here in the third period. A couple other matches that are progressing right now. You got seventh place matches at 120. It's Kugel from New Hartford and Zalat from St. Edmund. Kugel up on that one. Jacob Krakow at 126 has a 1-0 lead over John Tuttle from Alta Aurelia. Here at 113 pounds, the third place match is 6-0. Drew West covering Brady Kiner in the third period. 113 pounds, fifth place match is Ben Moyer from Albernett up against Cole Ellison. Moyer way out in front on that one, 10-2. And Drake Hablum, 126-pound third-place match, has a 4-1 lead over Nick Williams from Lisbon. We're back to the center mat after going off the mat with 37 seconds to go. Drew West has a 6-0 lead on Brady Kiner from Southeast Warren Liberty Center. Kiner being ridden hard by West with a deep waist ride right here. Now West going to try to lock up a cradle. Tried that cradle a couple times in the first period, and it was a good job by Kiner to ward that off. Now West has the outside cradle in with 19 seconds to go. Kiner needs to put two on one and get separation on that cradle lock so that he can try to get to his feet, maybe make a big five-point move. But he's going to run out of time here. Just 6 seconds to go, and Brady Kiner does not have the answer for Drew West, and time expires. 6-0, your
fourth
final
place finish. That's doing something, folks.
Awesome.
Brady Kiner with the fourth place finish for Southeast Warren. Congratulations to him and the Warhawks. A great season for him. He's going to join a long list of Southeast Warren wrestlers who are going to get medals here tonight, including Blake Bauer. And he's going to be wrestling tonight in the finals. We want to give away another autograph program of the 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament, the community program, and the 10th text
641-799-1437. 641-799-1437. When we come back, we'll get that winner, and we will get next contest that's going to come out here just momentarily. We're going to have to wait for it because I think it's coming out right now.
Yeah, they're on the same mat. Southeast Warren coaches didn't even have to get out of their seats. They are on the same mat that Brady Kiner just competed on for third-place points. It's going to be Jake Hunterdoss. He is out there on mat number six, and he is going to try to take on J.D. Raider for third-place points at 132 pounds. Raider, 40-2, a senior on his campaign. Jake Hunterdoss, also a senior, 56-1. Just one loss for Hunterdoss, and that was the one that put him out of the championship last night. Hunterdoss straps on the green leg bands. South Hamilton Jewel is Raider's home school. And we're underway at 132 pounds, going for third place points for Southeast Warren Liberty Center.
10th text, 641-799-1437 on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Is going to win a commemorative 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling program, autographed by your KIIC crew.
Dave and Mindy Spurgeon congratulate Brady Kiner on a great tournament. Listening there on 96.7 in Albia. Got Jake Hunterdoss out there right now for Southeast Warren on the same mat. He's out there with a 56-1 record. Tied up in a collar tie with J.D. Raider. No score here. 120 left in the first period. 132-pound third-place match. Momentarily, we're going to have a 138-pound wrestler out here, Jaron Glosser. So we'll bring you all the Southern Iowa wrestling, folks.
Well, we have got our 10th text. We've had it moments ago. Shelly Clark. Congratulations, Shelly. You have won yourself a commemorative program of the 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. We're going to put some black ink on it by each of our hands for you. And thank you so much for being a part of our broadcast and listening in. Shelly Clark with the win.
Minute gone in this 132-pound third-place match and no score. The wrestlers very respectful of each other. A couple of shots with changes in elevation, but not penetration. And a shot in there now by Raider, and they're off the mat. And that's kind of what we've seen. They've kind of been changing elevation shots, but not really pushing right through all the way through to the hips of the opponent. Raider out there on his feet now, and on the restart, we've got 33 seconds to go in the first period. Raider down low. One knee on the mat. That's the right knee. Now a collar tie by Hunterdoss. Raider gets his knee off the mat. Conventional wrestling position now. Collar tie there by Hunterdoss, trying to get inside position with 13 seconds to go. Will either wrestler try a shot here in the final 10 seconds? Hunterdoss with collar tie on the right, hand control on the left. And we're going to run out of time in the first period. 0-0 going to the second. It's Southeast Warren's Jake Hunterdoss, all tied up at zeros with J.D. Raider from South Hamilton Jewel, going for third place points for their schools. Jaron Glosser is going to take mat number four, so we'll be able to watch that one. It's right next door. Looks like Glosser is going to tie on the green leg bands.
Finishing or trying for a third place finish.
He'll be going for third place points. They're working on the scoreboard there. I don't know what the delay is there, but we're going to keep on bringing you Hunterdoss. He's going to start this second period in the down position. Busts out of there with a stand-up and cracks the ice on the scoring with a stand-up escape. Hunterdoss 1, Raider 0. So Southeast Warren on top, 1-0.
Jaron Glosser right in there for a takedown for the Rockets. Way to go, Jaron, in there quickly, showing off his talent. Now he's got his opponent turned over on his back. Glosser going to set back in this. He might get this into a pinning combination here. 15 seconds into the opening period, Glosser gets three back points and now has a 5-0 lead.
They only gave him two back points there, but it's still a big lead for Jaron Glosser, and he's looking good out there.
He just continues to be so quick.
Hunterdoss is a 1-0 lead over here, and very much like the first period, just kind of feeling each other out. We'll leave it with you there at 138, Jason. If anything good happens over here for Hunterdoss, I'll let you know.
Right now, Glosser covers in the and with a 4-0 lead, gets that arm bar back. Now he's got it turned over. He's going for a pinning combination right here.
He'll pin him.
Jaron Glosser trying to sit back here. 1:20 to go. Got plenty of time opening period. He's out in front now.
7-0 with the back points, and he's settling in, trying to get a pin for
it'll
the
be a
Rockets.
Pin. It'll be a pin. He's got chest to chest.
He gives it up momentarily, and we'll try to run it one more time here. Let's get back to Hunter Doss real quickly as Jaron Glosser's in control here, 7-0.
Hunter Doss, second period, just like first period. He got the escape, and now they're dancing around the center of the mat. No change in position, neutral. Glosser's chest to chest.
Oh, he was chest to chest once again. Now he's back in. Glosser back in, chest to chest, trying to set back. Settles in this time. Going to get this pin. I'm certain of it on this one. Oh, my goodness. That young man is flexible. He gets out of it.
He's got it.
And
39
there it
seconds.
Is. There is the pin. Jaron Glosser, 38 seconds to go. 138, third place finish for Jaron Glosser. And he points up to his fans, and he has so much to be proud of. Blows him a kiss. Congratulations, Jaron Glosser and Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont.
Yeah, he had that in there so tight, I knew it was going to be a pin before the official did. He just as well saved everybody about 40 seconds. That was a deep, deep half Nelson. He had it locked up chest to chest. There was no way that kid was getting out of that. Jaron Glosser, our congratulations go to you. A great finish to your 2015 season and your high school career. What a great finish. Third place, and that is awesome for Jaron Glosser. Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont Rockets. We've got a break in the action, 132 pounds in between the second and third periods for a blood timeout. It is a 1-0 score for Jake Hunter Doss. When action resumes, he will be covering his opponent from Jewel, and that is J.D. Rader.
Southern Iowa Technology text line. Love the announcers and coverage. So proud of the outstanding Southeast Warren Melcher Dallas wrestlers. And there are no losers. Great job by all. Thanks for the exciting coverage. You guys are hometown heroes. Terry Carter. Well, thanks so much, Terry. These young men truly are hometown heroes.
We also got Lane Booner checking in at the scores table on mat number 4. He is going to be going up against Brady Charbonneau for 7th place points.
Nathan so, Fritz. I want to keep an eye out. Anyone seen him? There he is. Nathan Fritz is coming out here. Mat number 3. So we're going to have Fritz go at it here.
Oh, wow. Sigourney and...
We'll have to get that match here in just a second as Nathan Fritz is going to take the mat here at mat number 3. Nathan Fritz of Sigourney, Kyoto.
And Fritz in quickly in the first period. He's got the, nice toss in by
beautiful,
Fritz.
Beautiful.
Fritz has got the toss
come on,
and he's
Fritz,
got
come
the
on.
Cow catch.
Come
he's
on,
got
Fritz.
Him on his back.
You can do it.
Nathan 30 Fritz seconds into deep. This match. Nathan Fritz has got his opponent on his back, and it is all Nathan Fritz. He gets
how
the
about
pin.
That? How about
Nathan
that?
Nathan Fritz, the Iowa banker, student athlete, wrestler of the year, gets the pin.
Unbelievable.
That was
a great
match.
No time. Nathan Fritz, how about that? Sigourney Kyoto, Nathan Fritz with the P-I-N.
His coaches just walk across the mats to mat number 4 from mat number 3, and they're going to have Lane Booner. He's in the first period against Brady Charbonneau from Logan Magnolia. Charbonneau with the early takedown here. 30 seconds gone in the first period. It's 2-0 Charbonneau on top. Congratulations, Nathan Fritz
well,
from
Sigourney
Kyoto.
If you blink your eye with him on the mat, you have a chance to miss it because he was all business.
All right, Jake Hunter Doss does cover Rader, and Rader with the stand-up gets the escape. 1-1 your score here, tied up in the third period. Minute remaining in this 132-pound match. Good job there by Hunter Doss. Hunter Doss got the escape in the second period. Neither wrestler really taking a very good or a very big shot here. And there's a shot by Rader, and Hunter Doss gets the shuck down and spin behind. And Hunter Doss, with 15 seconds to go, can he get behind and get the takedown? Rader, a little bit out of position on a bad shot. Now Rader trying to get a whizzer against Hunter Doss. Hunter Doss with 6 seconds to go. It's a whizzer by Rader. If Hunter Doss can get the trip with 2 seconds to go, and he can't quite get it done.
Well, we're going to have a... some fun here in sudden victory. Jake Hunter Doss, Southeast Warren, on mat number 6. Across the way is Lane Boonder. So we're going to right here. The first score here in the sudden victory wins. It is Hunter Doss, Southeast Warren, 56 wins on his senior year. J.D. Rader, 40-2, both seniors. And we're in sudden victory here. They circle around the edge of the mat. Hunter Doss looking for the angle. Drops down, and they'll go off the edge of the mat. 42 seconds to go, and we'll keep you updated on Lane Boonder. But right now, we are in sudden victory here for Jake Hunter Doss. Hunter Doss
And oh, here's a nice shot from behind
by keep Raider, and Raider is going to get the takedown and the win. Just a slick little duck under there by Raider. Raider took one shot and almost lost it in regulation and didn't take another one, but a real nice duck under and just spun behind and took down Jake Hunter Doss by elevating him and bringing him back to the mat. So
a sudden victory loss there for Hunter Doss, but congratulations, Jake Hunter Doss, so with a fourth place finish along with Brady Kinder of Southeast Warren. Two outstanding young men with two outstanding tournaments and a outstanding year here for Southeast Warren.
And we got on mat four going for seventh place points. It's Lane Booner trailing 5-0 against Brady Charbonneau. Charbonneau with a five-point move in the first period. Right now we're in the second period. A little stop in the action. And it's Booner covering Charbonneau. And Charbonneau with a nifty little side roll, and he rolls right around. And a textbook side roll. He gets Booner onto his back. It is a four-point move. And that makes the score 9-0, a four-point move there. Textbook side roll by Charbonneau. He puts Booner onto his back, and now we go off the mat with a minute left in the second period. 9-0 the score. Booner on the short end of this one going for seventh place points. Also, if you're wondering about Zach Axmere from English Valleys, North English, he's in a 5-5 tie in the second period against Dakota Drenth from Hartley Melvin Sanborn. That match is a 152-pound match going for third place points. Here's an escape by Lane Booner. Did a nice job getting the stand up on the restart. Now he gets into a pummeling situation, and with an 8-point deficit, you got to think that Booner's looking for a hip toss, some sort of an underhook throw, maybe a headlock. There's a cow catcher, but a good job there by Charbonneau getting his hips down. And they're going to go off the mat with 26 seconds to go. No change in the score. Still plenty of time here. 2.5 minutes left in this one. Second period action. 26 seconds to go. Charbonneau on his feet. Booner with the collar tie. Booner trying to set up a throw. You can just see it right there. He's got the underhook on the right arm of Charbonneau. Tries to drop his hips. Wrestlers are starting to get hot and sweaty. It's kind of hard to get those throws. Now Booner drops down to a single leg. Trails his left arm, comes out the backside, and can't get the takedown with 5 seconds to go as they go off the mat. We'll get it set back in the center, in the neutral position.
Jacob Hoke will be coming out here momentarily for Southeast Warren as we start to move to the Southeast Warren wrestlers. Sal Arzani, I-35 on the mat. He's out in front, 41 over HLV victors Nate Van Buren.
You're looking at the team score in the 1A. It's going to be crucial for Southeast Warren to try to find a way to get some wins. I believe they're 1.5 points behind third place of Wilton. And I know Wilton's got a couple in the finals. So a lot of wrestling still going on, which is going to help determine whether Southeast Warren brings home hardware or not.
Well, Hoke is going to have a chance here to help out in just a few minutes at 160.
Caleb Wedeking, his opponent from North Butler, Greene County, is 48-5 on the year. He's a senior. He's matched up against Jacob Hoke, 57-3 on his senior campaign. We're underway at 160 pounds, third place points up for grabs here. Southeast Warren's Jacob Hoke on his feet, just underway. Meanwhile, Lane Booner going for seventh place points with a 9-1 deficit as we start the third period. And it will be a two-point reversal for Lane Booner to make that 9-3. 1:40 to go in that contest.
We've seen a lot of things happen in one period of wrestling.
160 pounds. Hoke off the mat. He will get reset. His opponent, Wedking.
We've seen Wedking earlier in the tournament.
North Butler, Greene County. I don't know if that's Allison. Used to be the old Allison Bristow School District. Lane Booner, with 48 seconds to go, is working his butt off, folks, for you Sigourney Kyoto Savages. He is working hard. He's got an opponent that's got a six-point lead and knows it, and he's just turtling up on him. And Lane Booner is doing his best. He's working chicken wings. He's working half Nelsons. He's got him broke down and just really working hard on top, trying to get his opponent turned over. He goes off the mat with 31 seconds to go, and we'll reset it with Booner covering Charbonneau. Meanwhile, Hoke's still no score. Minute and a half gone in the first period of that 160-pound third-place match.
Got an interview with Blake Lawless. We're going to play here in a few minutes. And some more outstanding coverage as we wind down this medal round in consolation.
Lane Boonder, with 13 seconds to go, gets a point from his opponent, Charbonneau, for stalling. That narrows the gap to 9-4, but with 7 seconds to go, it's going to be too little too late. Lane Booner, great season. He will get 8th place points. He's just a junior, folks, so we'll call his name next year here at Wells Fargo.
A single leg attempt on Jacob Hoke, and he's doing a great job of whizzing out of it. Wedking was in deep. Now they're going to have a conclusion in that first period. Right as the period was ending, Wedking took a deep single leg on Hoke. Hoke wizard out, nearly got the corner turned and turned it into his own points, but one period in the book at 160. Jacob Hoke, no score, and we're moving to the second period. Jacob Hoke, Southeast Warren, will start in the down position.
Sal Arzani from I-35 Truro in control of his 7th place match at 160. Leads 11-4 over Van Buren from HLV Victor.
Hoke able to get to his feet, trying to get separation, holding on to that leg is Wedking, and they'll go off the edge of the mat.
Good job by Wedking there on a stand-up by Hoke. Drops down, gets a hold of the leg, kind of like a single leg, and just hops off the mat with Hoke. Now Hoke going to try a sit-out. Nice job there again by Wedking, dropping down
just
to the ankles.
Moving forward. Kick out of that.
Wedking does a real good job of dropping back down to the ankles. And a good first move on one of those kids that drops down to the ankles is a bang switch. Just hit that switch right off the whistle, and that takes those feet away. You just kind of elevate yourself with your hands when you're in that crouch position and just throw your legs out from underneath of you and take those legs away. He tries to stand up again, though, and Wedeking drops back down, gets onto the ankles. So
nearly got that switch you talked about out of that.
All right,
missed.
There's a stand-up now by Hoke. Back down on the ankles and tripped back the mat by Wedeking. Wedeking has the answer for the stand-up here.
Deep waist in, and he tries to arm that left arm back.
No score here. Halfway through the second period at 160 pounds. It's Wedeking from North Butler. Hoke, Southeast Warren Liberty Center, Melcher, Dallas, on your sports leader, 96.7 here from Wells Fargo Arena. Thanks to Dewey Motor Company in Albia, your Chevrolet dealer, helping to bring you this match. If you're up there in Southeast Warren looking for a new Chevrolet, call Mike Selenik at Dewey Motor Company. Your Jacob Hoke is broken down with 36 seconds to go.
And I guess to his feet, can he get separation here? But they're going to go out the edge of the mat.
And the way that he's getting ridden by Wedeking right here, Coach Cochran, I really would like to see a hard sit-out right here to start this period, because he's tried to stand up off the start before, and he just drops down on the ankle automatically.
Well, I'd just like to see him getting a flurry. I mean, getting where it makes the top guy, he's going to have to turn and
there's
rotate.
The stand-up again. Yep. And once again, Wedeking drops down to the ankle. Treats it like a single leg and trips him off the mat.
I like a nice when you sit in and then you pressure into the guy and you got the chance, you can rotate left, rotate right, and try to come up and out. But yeah, stand up, you know, when you get up to this level, that's where the top guy can stall.
Well, there's only 9 seconds left and we're still counting down at the edge of the mat at 160 pounds in the third place match. 6 seconds to go. We'll restart it at the center of the mat. And see what he's got for him here on this restart. See if he can bust out of there. See if Hoke can get out of there and score a point here in the second period. He's covered by Wedeking on the left side.
Oh, nice
sit-out
this time.
And once again, Wedeking
right
with just enough time gets on that ankle. He hits the sit-out, but he didn't clear his feet. That Wedeking kid
was a tough ride.
He had a good ride there. He just had the answer for Hoke. Every time Hoke hit the stand-up, he dropped down on the ankle. The one time that he hit that sit-out, grab the ankle before he got the legs cleared.
Well, I still think it's going to take a takedown to win this contest. So here's a sit-out attempt.
Oh, a switch by Wedeking, and Wedeking gets the switch. Sit-out switch by Wedeking, and now a switch attempt by Hoke. But once again, Wedeking back there on the ankles, hanging on the ankles, and now breaks down Hoke at the edge of the mat. It's a 2-0 lead for Wedeking from Green County.
Well, in the way Wedeking rode him out in that second period, Hoke's going to have to find a way to get up and out and find a way to get a takedown if he wants to find a way to survive with a minute 39 remaining.
He's going to be covered here. Wed King covers him up. 2-0 lead here. Wed King over Jacob Hoke, Southeast Warren. Now gets to his feet again, but right down there on the waist is Wed King. And now this time Hoke trying to face Wed King, but he's going to have to give it up. And, again, Wed King staying right down there on the ankles. Now Hoke gets to his to 1 foot, and off the edge of the mat they're going.
Yeah, Wed King's done a nice job controlling him, but Hoke's got to find a way to get some distance between him and Wed King. Like I said, he needs to sit in, do something else besides that stand-up, because Wed King's had his number and taken him right back to the mat every time.
He grabs right now. Now Wed King tries to sit it out, has the back leg. If he can just keep going, he's going to have to power through that, and difficult when the your opponent has your ankle so deep as Wed King does. Breaks him down here. 1 minute to go. Hoke trails by two. This is a third-place finish fight right here. Two fourth-place finishes already by Hunter Doss and Kiner. Hoke trying to make it a third-place finish here, but he's finding himself running out of time. 50 seconds and counting here. 2-0. Wed King.
Wedking's a tough rider, man. He is just a tough rider.
Yeah, he's got the arm barred up there, not allowing Hoke to come up to his base. We got 39 seconds remaining. Hoke's trails 2-0.
195, Hunter Johnson's going to come out here on the mat number four for EBF as we continue to roll through. But Hunter Doss with the fourth-place finish. Kiner with the fourth-place finish. Hoke trying to get the reversal, get the escape. But 33 seconds to go here. And he's been ridden hard by Wed King. A quick stand-up that time, a sit-out. Does get to his feet. Faces Wed King. He's going to get the escape here. 27 seconds to go. 2-1 your score here. A takedown will win for Hoke. And they'll go off the edge of the mat. Wow, that time he was explosive.
We'll leave it right there with you guys. Hunter Johnston is in a scoreless tie with Chase Stroop just underway at 195.
Hoke, 18 seconds and counting here. 2-1 lead for Wed King. Hoke, collar tied here. 10 seconds, trying to get a shot here and get a takedown. Going to go for a throw here. Gets the underhook, tries to throw, but off the edge of the mat. Final 6 seconds. It's going to be quick. 2-1, Hoke trails here. Approaches. 5 seconds. 4, 3. Goes for that back leg. Nothing there. And Jacob Hoke will end his tournament with a fourth-place finish. A tough ride by Wed King, and Hoke comes up 1 point short.
Well, you know, you see on your watch at it, there was about 20 seconds left. They're on their feet. And Joe, maybe you can answer the question. Not one shot, not one attempt by Hoke. He tried to throw it in there.
He tried to throw.
All you need is a takedown.
Hey, if he would have kept the pressure on, they would have had to call stalling on him. But you know what? He was in the sixth minute of the final match of the season, and he's wrestled his butt off to get there.
Unreal. And really, the season that Southeast Warren put together, 3 straight fourth-place finishes at state, and you got a guy in the finals.
All right, we got Hunter Johnston on the mat right now.
Program's dream of.
He's absolutely in a scoreless tie. He's up there against Chase Stroop from MFL Marmac. Stroop in on a single leg. Good job there by Stroop. And with 15 seconds to go, Stroop in deep on that thing. Looks like he's going to get around behind. Does. Gets around behind and gets the two-point takedown. And we got a stop in the action for blood time.
This is going to be our final match of the of this. Well, it's no longer morning.
We're in the afternoon session, folks, and it's been great bringing it to you on 96.7. We got great sponsors. Well, we got this blood timeout that we want to thank, and that includes Lathrop Construction, Southern Iowa Technologies, Summers Car Credit, and Tharp Funeral Home.
Titan Machinery in Pella. Big thank you. Tharp Funeral Home, as Joe just mentioned there, really appreciate the great assistance you get from Richard and his staff in your time of need. They will take exceptionally good care of you, and that is Tharp Funeral Home. Monroe County Hospital, First Iowa State Bank. You can find them in Eddyville and in Albia. And, of course, don't forget the drive-through on Benton.
Still blood time while we thank the fine folks at Piper's on the Square at Sheraton. Homemade candies and so much more. That's Piper's in Sheraton.
Peak Harkness and Lockreach Lumber, along with DeVore Homes of Knoxville, bringing these broadcasts to you.
All right. They got the blood taken care of on Hunter Johnston. He'll get back for the final 15 seconds of the first period in his 195-pound seventh-place match against Chase Stroob. And Stroob riding hard. He'll get rid of the last 15 seconds. With that score, 2-0. And we'll go to the second period. And they throw that coin up about half a story high.
We're kind of hungry right now. At least I am. But when your pet's getting hungry, the Baker does it. Quality Ag. Joe, tell them about the Baker's Dozen
special.
It's a special for your pets, whether your pets are rabbits, dogs, or cats. You buy 12. We keep a punch card in there for you when you come in to get your pet food. And the 13th one's free. The old Baker's Dozen. And we get so many great people that drive out.
Nutrition.
They drive out on the new old highway just a mile west of the historic Monroe County Courthouse. On the north side of Old Highway 34, on the new Old Highway. Come on out and see Jordan Haywood and all the fine folks. Take care of your pet food needs. Buy 12, get one free, the Baker's Dozen.
We're trying to catch an interview with Brock Cavanis. We will have a lot of content to bring you in the night session of the finals. We'll be the only station to bring you all three mats, including the Grand March, but we'll have... all kinds of wrestling interviews, behind-the-scenes interviews, some of the parents interviewed, fan interviews, cheerleaders. We're going to do it all.
Stroob is in the down position to start this second period. He hits a real hard switch and gets loose. It'll be a one-point escape to extend his lead 3-0. Just underway, second period action. Hunter Johnston from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. He's a senior, 44-7 on this campaign, up against 49-5 Chase Stroop from MFL Marmac. Now the wrestlers are on their feet, competing for a takedown. Late takedown in the first period went Stroop's way. Hunter Johnston on his feet. Good separation between the two wrestlers. They're at arm's length. Now, a collar tie. Quick in there on a single leg is Johnston. Shot from a little bit too far out. Got stretched out a little bit, but he gets his hips and his legs back under him. Now he gets into an underhook situation. Has the left knee on the mat and tries to hook up a toss. Good job there by Stroop dropping his hips and getting out of the way. And a headlock attempt by Hunter Johnston. Ill-advised, but fortunately they're off the mat as Stroop keeps the equilibrium up and lands on top of Johnston about 2 foot outside the circle. Now we're back to the center of the mat. 1 minute remains in this second period. A 3-0 lead for Johnston. Johnston keeping the pressure on, but nice ankle pick by Stroob. Now Stroob gets stretched out a little bit by Johnston. Johnston reaches across the back, grabs the ankle behind, but it's a double leg situation now for Stroob. Stroob trying to elevate the hips of Johnston. Johnston loses the ankle, but looks like he's going to be able to hip him off the mat, and he does.
Doggone it. He just about got him turned over right there. Ran out of mat. Hunter Johnston have EBF, the Rockets. Last year, they're an amazing run, state champions.
27 seconds left here for Hunter Johnston at 195 pounds. This will be the final Class 1A match that we bring you, folks, and it has been a great morning and early afternoon of wrestling here from Wells Fargo on 96.7, and Hunter Johnston is giving us an entertaining match. He trails 3-0, but he's bringing the action to his opponent, Stroob. Stroob and Johnston. 14 seconds left at the center of the mat. A collar tie. Inside position on right hands. Johnston down on one knee, looking for a single leg opportunity. Shoots in there at the edge of the mat, and Stroob just backs right off. And Stroob, with a 3-point advantage, being very cautious. Johnston now has more blood time. So we got another moment to thank some of our great sponsors. And I wish Joe Millage was here to explain a little bit better about the deal that KIIC made with Windstream. If you guys heard any of our broadcasts that were from gymnasiums all throughout Southern Iowa and the wrestling this year, it was a new level of quality.
We had to get to consistency in the internet, and it's so important. And when you run a business or you're home and you love playing your games or streaming your video, you have to have really good internet connection. That's what Windstream does, and their business department. You see Danielle there; she got us changed over, and they'll even give you a free guest wireless for a whole year. Get the same deal we got from Danielle at 641-888-0134, and that is Windstream. And whether you're a small business or big business, they'll take great care of you.
All right, we are going to start the third period with Hunter Johnston in the down position for the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets, trailing by the score 3-0. Johnston gets the stand up, gets the escape, and quickly in on a single leg. It's Stroob. Johnston barely got the escape, made the score 3-1, and Stroob quickly in on a single leg. He's in there deep. It's going to be a pretty good job if Hunter Johnston can get out of this one with either a stalemate or off the mat, but he can't. It's a takedown, makes the score 5-1, and there's a minute and a half left here in the third period. This match here is a four-point advantage for Stroob. So I tell you what, though, an escape and a takedown, yep, that narrows this thing up to 4-5, and I like Hunter Johnston's chances anytime that he's on offense. But we got more blood time. More blood time. So more blood time equals more great recognition for our great sponsors. And those would include Sinnott, Piercebacher Funeral Home. Bob Sinnott there brings us all the pins. Sinnott, Piercebacher Funeral Home. Going to make a move here in 2015 or early 2016 out onto Highway 5. Bob Sinnott going to have an expanded opportunity for you in your special time of need. That's Bob Sinnott, Sinnott Piercebacher Funeral Home.
Also want to thank AgriVision of Albion, Proline Building, Cargill, William Penn of Oskaloosa, Eye Care Partners Oskaloosa, CNC Cycle, and how about this for your meal while we bring you the broadcast tonight? Why don't you just call them right now, the Albion Brewing Company, with their, now they just say pizza. This is like a journey for the tongue, because they have some amazing pizzas, and you can get the pizza from Albion Brewing. Sit and listen to us. Put the tube on and turn the volume down, and we'll talk slow so that
it's like a melding of Italian and American and Mexican and you name it. All right, we got Hunter Johnson's blood taken care of, and he will get set back again at the center of the mat with a minute 5 to go. He's covered by Stroob.
This match brought to you by Leffler Dirtwork. Give Chad a call, and they'll take tremendous care of you. Leffler Dirtwork, sponsoring all Rocket sports all year round.
Stroob with a deep waist right in there, a sit-out attempt by Hunter Johnston, and Hunter just kind of rolls right into Stroob's tilt. And one, two, there's a two-point near fall for Stroob on a pretty good sit-out try there, but a deep waist right in there by Stroob, and Hunter Johnston just hit the sit out right into that thing, and his shoulders just barely on the mat long enough. And we've seen some quick two counts on near falls, but it was a victimization there for Hunter Johnston. He trails now 7-1, and there are only 24 seconds to go. He's going to need a big move here and put Stroob onto his back if he's going to avoid an eighth place finish. But man, what a great year for Hunter Johnston.
Yeah,
he
just a
competed
tremendous kid
so
too.
Hard for the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets. And once again, I say it, when he's an old man, he's going to have hardware from 2015 to look at hanging in his closet.
He won't just have stories about how good he was. He'll have proof.
All
that's
right.
Something I don't have, buddy.
Congratulations, Hunter Johnston. Eighth place finish here at the 2015 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. And we have got it in the books, folks. It's in the books. 3A, 2A, 1A. Place winners have all been determined. The only thing left to find out is who's your champion.
The finals, and you know who's going to be there. The three of us.
The three of
us. High Mother Mats and a High Fidelity. We're going to have 1A, 2A, 3A, every match right here. We'll turn the lights on when they come back here at 6 o'clock. We'll get the grand march, all the extra interviews, the things you can't get anywhere else. The television won't bring you the depth of coverage that we will, and this is what it's all about. I don't know about you, but the coaches and the athletes are going to participate tonight. Coach Cochran, you've been down there. You've been in those moments. It doesn't get any bigger than this.
No, it doesn't. You know, you're talking about the hardware, though, that all these guys are going to get to take home and those sorts of things. Here's the difference. Everybody thinks it's – and it is. It's great. You can't take it away from them. The kids get to be on the stand. It's a wonderful moment. But, you know, I was fortunate. I got to wrestle here. But the problem is that now my hardware is a dust collector, pretty much, because I don't even like looking at it because it's not the right color. It's silver. It's silver.
Well,
it's
that's
not
what
gold.
Champions do.
It's not gold.
I think that is a tongue-in-cheek bragging by Coach Cochran.
That was a
I don't have any silver.
But it's you know, the mentality of wrestling, and you learn this from Dan Gable.
I don't even have any silver
it's
in my pocket,
gold.
Let alone the wearer.
What's like Dan Gable? They
well.
Put a statue of him And he was all upset because it was a bronze statue. I mean, it's not gold.
We are going to have a great afternoon of wrestling for you coming up. And the Grand March is going to be magnificent. And if you like to watch wrestling, you can watch it while you listen to us broadcast it.
Before we leave, though, we cannot leave this off the table. We did have a chance to catch up with Blake Lawless. And Blake, with a seventh-place finish, and our own Travis Zapital caught this this raw moment with Blake Lawless. And we enjoyed watching him. You'll enjoy hearing from him.
Want to congratulate Blake Lawless on a seventh-place finish. And, Blake, congratulations coming up here, Wells Fargo Arena, big stage. How'd you feel coming in today?
Well, obviously, I was a little sore from my previous matches Thursday and yesterday, but I went out there and got the W.
Did you know your opponent coming into your finals match today?
I knew his record and what he's done up here so far.
Never had a matchup with him this season or any time previously?
No, we never met up before.
Well, congratulations, Blake, and the next season starts tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Ending 145 pounds, seventh place finisher, Blake Lawless. Great young man. He's all work, buddy, and he does not take the pavement. He grabs the old B-level roads out there in Melrose, and he is a hard-working kid, and he got it done today.
A lot of congratulations to Blake and his family and all the place winners that we called their matches and their congratulations. And
Let's recap what's happened here. Alec Clark of Otomo got things going in the medal round. Eighth place finish for him, and we heard from him up here in the press box. A great young man. He's looking forward to next year. John Mullaney of Iowa City West, the seventh place finish by pin. That's how you go out when you leave Wells Fargo Arena. And then how about the young man from Otomo, the other young man? Outstanding kid.
Class 3A competitor, seventh place points for Isaiah Cox, and that was a great match by Isaiah. He'll be back next year. Also a kid coming back next year, Gabe Rupke, Class 2A 106. He got your eighth place points for the Sheraton Chargers. And in a match that you heard, a very exciting one, Blake lost. Class 2A, 145-pound junior, got the seventh place hardware for the Albia Blue Demons.
Bryce Lunsford of Fairfield, eighth place finish. Julio Sanchez, fourth place finish. And then Brock the Rock Cavanaugh and his entire family. The whole family tree was checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, and he gets it done.
That was a great Class 2A finish for Brock Cavanaugh, seventh place. In 1A, the fourth place finishes for the Southeast Warren Warhawks go to Brady Kiner at 113 and Jake Hunterdoss at 132. At 138 pounds, it was all Jaron Glosser, all business. Class 1A, third place points for Jaron Glosser. He got the pin in the first period. And then it was Nate Fritz. He got a pin at 145 for the Sigourney Kyoto squad to get fifth place. And once again, Fritz honored by the Iowa Bankers Association here at Wells Fargo.
Lane Boonder, an eighth place finish for Sigourney Kyoto. And then Jacob Hoke in a really tough contest there. A 2-1 decision, and he'll get a fourth place finish here at Wells Fargo Arena.
And then finally in the match, you just heard us call at 195, Hunter Johnston, eighth place points for the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets. And that wraps up the wrestling coverage for this session today. And it is a great thing coming up for you tonight. And on KIIC is the only place you're going to be able to hear it. And we got more sports coverage coming up for you.
We do not stop. We are your sports leader. We're going to go to the second half of Iowa State Cyclone basketball coverage on your sports leader, KIIC. I want to thank all of our great sponsors and for all of you for making us a part of it tonight. All three mats, all three classes, all night long from the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. This is Jason Summer saying so long for Coach Kevin Cochran, TZ, Travis Appel, Joe Sinclair, and the best producer in the business, Scotty Fry, back at the KIC studios. We'll see you here for the Grand March starting at 6 o'clock.